Is he a brother?
You're listening to the geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue, the Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks.
Jinx and Sue podcast, episode 53. It's like old times. Because I'm here at the table.
Wow. It's like Lord of the Rings 1.
With the original crew.
Right.
The Fellowship.
Pre-Yoko.
Right.
God damn it, Yoko. Back when we were so young and confused.
When we didn't know what... When we all, like, talked into one microphone and...
That never happened. We always had three
Well,
mics.
It's back when it was bros before hoes.
It's true.
We used punch cards to bring up the internet.
That is true. And
we're
had monochrome green
Let's check the
monitors.
Internet.
Actually, we had one of those ticker tapes that they had from the stock market in the
20s. Stop. News from the internet.
Well, we had a radio guy in the booth telling us the news.
Owner of Popeye dies. Josh is mourning.
Wait, what?
More news to come.
Whatever.
What?
When the owner of Popeye's died.
Oh, right.
Or the creator.
Do they have a colonel?
They got a bro.
Yeah, no. That's
Popeye's bro.
They didn't let those people in the military back then.
Wait, what?
I don't know. He couldn't have been a colonel.
He was like a first lieutenant.
Are you suggesting he was...
The first lieutenant's chicken.
Not Caucasian?
Try my chicken.
I saw Pearl Harbor. He was a cook. That's it.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Right. Don't worry about
That's
it.
That's true.
Just let it go.
All right, so
Josh is
this
right.
episode of Hijinks Ensue, we're going to be talking about... Oh, an internet and general geekery. Apparently everyone had some sort of hardship this weekend. Except for Eli, I guess.
No, it was kick-ass.
Yeah, you had a good one, so you don't get to talk. We're going to talk about what happened to Josh's eyeball.
Oh, God.
What happened to my hard drive.
Too bad.
And then Eli went to Frightmare Weekend again. Are there like six of those a year? Because it seems like you just keep going to them.
There's one every week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And by that, I just mean we just go to do some dude's house.
We do have news about Popeyes, but it's not bad. It's funny news. Talking about TV.
Oh.
TV, we're going to talk about... am I the only one that watched the Heroes finale?
Yeah.
I'll let you know what happened.
I'll just read tomorrow's comic.
Go ahead and spoil it for me.
Can you spoil sadness? I mean, is there a way to ruin someone being sad?
I don't know. That's like when they were like, Christopher Reeve died. And then you're like...
Is that a spoiler? To what, life? To Superman 5?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Dollhouse plus Alan Tudyk.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
I didn't get a chance to see that episode
that
yet.
That episode was so good.
But looking forward to it.
We're still
so going
to talk about it.
No,
yeah,
I don't care.
It was fucking amazing.
Okay. That show, like, you can't really, like, spoil that show all that much.
It
hasn't built enough
internet,
legs.
If the internet hadn't already spoiled his part 6 months ago, it would have been a great surprise.
No, yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is, yeah, just in general, like, that show hasn't gotten enough legs to be like, oh, you spoiled it.
In movies, we're going to talk about District 9, the first look at Iron Man 2, a new Spawn movie.
The fuck?
And then we're going to answer your questions in the mail sack. And, Josh.
Yes.
You look like there's something wrong with you.
How is this any different than normal?
Well, something looks worse wrong with you. You have some sort of pulsating pustule instead of an eyeball.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Can we get a close up on the webcam over here?
I can't
here?
Move any of these
you
cameras.
Can, no, you can click the little thing.
No, I'm not
I
going
can,
to. Sorry.
Whatever. Yeah, I got something in my eye, and in an attempt to get it out of
was
my eye,
was it biological?
It's unknown. It was not a cum shot.
It wasn't?
No. You know, your wife made the same joke when I walked in the front door.
Oh, is that when you said 70 other people said the same thing?
Yeah.
Because so that is what happened.
Now, I mean, now you're 71.
It messes your eye up pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does.
That's the only way I can have sexual gratification
I've
is
dealt
to jack
with,
off into my own eyes.
I've dealt with that before.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't scratch your eye.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, of course not.
So yeah, I...
you would never do that.
I got something in my eye, scratched the fuck out of my cornea, desperately trying to get it out like some sort of rabid animal.
Dumbass.
Went to the doctor and had him dig it out for me. And
what was it, metal?
No, it was a little speck of something. I just fucking got
Wait,
in
are
there.
You a mutant?
Maybe. Why?
Like, you're like a bacon man or something? Or they call you like crispy?
They call him bacon. I don't know.
That's like your nickname.
What does this have to do with having shit in my eye?
For having crispy bacon.
Not actually shit, just so we're clear.
Like when Doctor, anyway. You meant Xavier, right?
So, that was Wednesday night. Got the thing in there. Friday morning, had the doc scrape it out, which was Jesus Christ.
You never want to say that.
Jesus Christ, that hurt.
Okay, so they put some sort of implement in your fucking eyeball?
So they gave me like 7 different kinds of eye drops.
Did you get one of those eyeball mirrors that you put in on purpose? It has like a little heart, and you're like, I regret this.
The fuck
and then
are
I'm gonna
you
talking?
Oh, I do know what you're talking
an
about.
An eyeball and piercing?
No, I did not do that.
That is what you did, right?
I thought about it.
It was a cock with wings.
You are the cock beneath my wings. I don't know what that means.
That could be said. That could be true.
No. It, all sorts of different drops. My eye actually was glowing bright yellow.
Oh, John Dark says they call him One Eye.
Oh.
That's the name of the episode right
that,
there.
That means I'm going to tell this story
really slow.
So slowly.
Unless I come up with a better one.
You have to listen.
Unless I come up with a better title, it's going to be called They Call Him One Eye.
Yeah. So, yeah. I had implements jammed in my eye.
Oh!
Because she had the little microscope thingy.
Because he's looking at it, he's like, whoa, there's our boy, there's our...
That's pretty much, it was a chick.
Speck of shit.
Yeah. It was a little Asian girl.
And then they tasted it, and they're like, that's dog feces.
Oh, this would be good with the spicy.
No.
Anyway. So yeah, that was horrible. And it's slowly
Did
healing.
They show it to you? Did you get to keep it?
No!
Are you going to put it
you
in a necklace?
You couldn't fucking see it. They had to see it with the goddamn microscope.
Man. You know, it probably would have worked itself out eventually.
Yeah, sure, eventually.
And there's just like a dripping down your eye right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't make it hard to look at you.
It's
I'm
cool.
I have to look elsewhere.
That's excellent. Yeah, it hurts.
Wait, didn't...
It tears up a lot. I have drops, medicated drops. So here's the twist.
Your shit that you had done to your eyes, your LASIK?
No, I had them check that while they were in there.
Like, they were now you have supervision because...
No.
We've scraped off a little bit more.
The metal came from inside your eye.
No, that was actually, after I told her, she was like, oh yeah, we should check that to see if maybe one of your LASIK flaps came up.
Oh,
and I was like, and
flaps?
I was just like, oh god, please do not let that be it. And she was like, oh no, they're fine. But yeah, no, it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I would have asked
so,
that
and
again.
here's the sad irony.
Why don't you have your snow goggles from when you got LASIK? Then I could
look
at you.
I threw those away. I hated those.
Then I could look at
those goggles were horrible.
This is how great Josh is. When he gets LASIK, you know, they normally give you these plastic goggles that they tape to your head.
Yeah.
Because... You cannot get dust or wind or anything.
You can't touch your eyes.
2 days after LASIK.
You're not allowed to touch your eyes for like a solid week. And so you tape these little goggles over your face.
So Josh goes out and buys like $150 Oakley snow goggles.
What are you talking about? That didn't happen.
They were super stylish. They were orange. They were unnecessarily orange. They looked like Scott's glasses from the first X-Men.
I bought a pair of sunglasses.
You were
that
being
were not
a Cyclops
like that.
Little bitch.
They were a band. They had straps and they sealed. They had foam around them. They were goggles. They were snow goggles.
Oh, you're talking about the fucking...
They had orange lenses.
No, oh, you're confusing that with something
Scott
else.
Summers? No, they did.
I may be Cyclops, maybe.
They did. I think you've got a power where you can shoot metal ever so slightly out of your eye.
Out of my one bright red eye.
Only to where it hurts really bad.
No, I think it's like he shoots bacon grease out of his eye.
Magneto could just have pulled it out.
Right.
That's
yeah.
true.
Probably it would have come through the lid though, and then I would have had that.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
That little puncture. So yeah, the sad irony is that because it was actually like kind of dug into the surface of my eye where I couldn't just get it out normally, I have to take the medicated eye drops. And the thing is that the eye drops prevent infection, which is good, so that my eye doesn't rot out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But they also irritate the fuck out of my eye and keep it feeling gross.
Cool.
So I can either.
Yeah,
feel better.
Your eye is supposed to have a certain amount of bacteria on it. So if your eye has like no bacteria on it, it's probably pretty dry and fucked up.
Yeah, well, it's not dry right now, but it is fucked up. Mm. Whatever. I'm in pain.
Why didn't they just give you a new one?
I asked, but they were
Scoop
out.
Scoop this bitch out.
Seriously? I was trying to get like 2 spoons in there. Like the fucking delivery robot in Star Wars.
Melon baller style.
I've seen movies and I know they can do this. Zoom in, enhance, rotate it.
Scapula hands.
Off. Yes, that one. Thank you.
They pull your eye out and you're like, Luke.
I have lost the will to live.
He's lost the will to see. Any more of this shit.
Oh, God.
I'll name that eyeball Leia.
Oh, here. Actually, I'm just going to look into your webcam over here.
Dude, it's really not going to make... That one doesn't focus up close. You're trying too hard.
Never mind.
You're trying too hard.
You know, you're not going to be able to get into, like, security doors now.
Oh, let's take a picture, and then that'll be the picture for this podcast of your disgusting eyeball.
Well, just use your fucking
here, I'll
camera.
Bust out photo booth.
Yeah, you go. You do that. You're probably going to check out here pretty soon anyway. So
wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Death.
So that happened to you. And then my hard drive died about a week and a half ago.
Wait, a week and a half ago?
Was it a week ago?
No, it was like this past week.
When?
It was Sunday night.
Sunday night or whatever.
Yeah, it was Sunday night. My hard drive died.
1 week from today. It's the anniversary of right now.
Bought a new webcam on Craigslist so that we could do this dual cam setup. Plugged it in and my machine died. And I'm like, oh, okay. The webcam's fucking up. The hard drive was dead. And you can see on the site that I did the whole running the hard drive inside the freezer.
Yeah.
With fucking cables sticking out of it.
That was so 1980s movie. They're like,
it worked.
It's so like
ish.
That hard drive controls time travel, and we had to put it in like an ice chamber or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what kind of records.
That's what they do in the 80s.
Name one.
Terminator.
Okay. The hard drive did at one point have a little bubble of time around it, and it left a crater.
It's just
in my fridge. And it was naked when it came out. And covered in skin.
My name is Desmond, but you're a hard drive.
No, that's...
Why do you have a name?
That's from Lost.
Whatever.
I'm still talking Terminator.
Wasn't there a Desmond in Terminator?
No, not at all. Desmond
he was the guy that
was from Lost.
He was the guy in the park. He was like, right. Hey, what's up?
Moving on. So,
Wait, are we still talking about TV?
I don't know. The Fancy Bastards rescued me, though, and donated of their own free will enough money for me to buy new hard drives, new backup drives. I'm so backed up now, it's ridiculous. I'm, like, multiply redundant backed up and shit.
You're like that Prodigy song, Back That Shit Up, Back That... Is that song?
That's not how that goes.
How does that song go? Slap that bitch up. Slap my bitch up.
Back
smack
that shit.
Smack my bitch up. Jesus. Smack my shit off.
Jesus Christ. How do you not know
that? Knock my shit off.
Jack that stuff up. Cock that shit off. That's how that goes.
Oh!
Right?
Why did. You know, that's the next Weird Al. He needs to do that.
Weird Al did do a Prodigy song. It just wasn't on one of his albums.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Stupid Haircut.
Oh, that's...
He does the whole video with that guy with the double mohawk, and he's in the sewer, and he's going, I got a stupid haircut! A really stupid haircut! It's actually really funny. Find that on YouTube. It's funny.
Okay.
Eat that fuck stuff! Fucking shit fuck!
Fuck that shit
fuck
up.
That shit up! That is how it goes. That's what it was called.
Oh, fuck that shit up.
Fuck that shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember. I was at that concert. We're all in the...
Inhale.
We're all in the pit.
You're the victim.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit up. And they're like up there singing. Like, what the fuck are they singing?
You've got the entire crowd singing the alternate Eli mix. Fuck that shit up. You meet that guy one time and you're like, oh my god, Prodigy. I love that one song. Fuck that shit up.
Can you sign my CD? So fuck that shit up.
He just punches you in the face. Wanka. Fuck that shit up. And he's like, hey, fuck that shit up. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. I think we could, we might be able to use that.
Remix.
That might work.
Fuck that shit up. What did Prodigy have to do with my hard drive? Anyway. So I'm all good now. Except I will say this. I was going to do something stupid because they donated
surprise.
The money,
uh-huh.
And I thought, okay, I don't have to be my normal omni-frugal self. I need a hard drive today, and the only place that's not going to be $10,000 is probably Fry's. Mistake. So I go to Fry's, I find the drive that I need. It's $50 over Newegg and everyone else online, but I'm like, fuck it, they donated, I'm going to buy it.
Right.
Get it home, pretty sure it's fucked. It's in my machine. Okay, first, I could field strip an early MacBook Pro in about 15 seconds now. It's like 35 screws. I know every little nuance of it. I could do it pretty goddamn quick.
I can field strip a new MacBook Pro in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, because it's how long it takes.
Yeah, because no you click the little switch, and then it's open. Yeah. And then everything's there.
The speakers inside this computer are shockingly small. like dime sized.
It's weird.
And
what about dime bags?
Mm-hmm. The other thing is Apple's dedication to, okay, we came up with this box first, now put a computer in it, is retarded.
No, it's awesome.
Because there are so many like wires inside this case that are like the thickness of a human hair that are just like scotch taped down to the motherboard. And there's wires going over the hard drive that you have to like lift up and slide the hard drive out. The Bluetooth module is wrapped up in scotch tape and crammed between the hard drive and the case.
Sweet, sweet.
It's not even attached to the case at all. It's just crammed in there with scotch tape.
Sure.
All the innovation's on the outside, my friends.
Right. Well, no,
the inside
no.
Inside is a fucking terrifying mess.
All the innovation is on the inside of mine.
Yeah, that's true.
Turns
they
out.
Waited. They did all the good juice on yours. So, yeah. So I went ahead and ordered a new one from Newegg. And now I'm going to have
and
to do
return
another.
The one to Fry's?
No, it's still in here. So, as soon as it gets here, I'm going to have to do another backup and restore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, well, what's wrong with the hard drive then, if you're using it?
It clicks constantly. And I've looked it up. It turns out it's OS X's overly aggressive power saving.
Okay.
But I found out that they don't all do that, and the one from Fry's seems to be a slightly older model.
Huh.
So I'm just taking my chances with the new one from Newegg.
Weird.
It's also $50 cheaper, so whatever.
Hey. If anything, Fry's is all about returning shit.
It's an unfixable thing. Oh, yeah, get this, too. I know they'll put this shit back on the shelf.
Right, because it's
my,
Fry's.
It's in my entire drive, right?
Right.
So I've got to find an app that's going to, like, zero write the hard drive six times.
You can do that within OS X.
Like a secure erase?
Yeah, it's in there.
I'll have to, yeah.
I'll show you where to click.
Thank you. Eli,
that's
you
what she said.
What?
I'll show you where to click.
Shut up, Michael Scott. God damn it.
So, Eli, you went to Frightmare Weekend again. Yeah. Explain what it is.
Second week in a row.
What is it?
It's just a horror.
It's a horror con.
It's a horror con. And I went to the very first one a couple years back. I guess 4 years ago. And it was just like, I don't know, I'll go. It sounds all right. My friend Joe that I used to work with, we were all like, yeah, it sounds kind of cool. Like, George Romero was supposed to be there. I was like,
oh, Joe Espinoza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, that's fucking badass. George Romero's going to be there.
He's that zombie guy, right?
Yeah. He made Dead of the Everything.
He made all the zombies.
Right. He invented zombies.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. I'm familiar with his work.
But he stole it from Jesus. So, this year was the fourth one. And the main reason why I wanted to go is because they were at the Dallas Comic Con. They had a little booth, and they said, yeah, we're going to have a zombie walk. And I was like, I am all about that.
It also seems like we have a zombie walk in Dallas about every 3 months. Do we have a zombie problem here?
No, I don't know of any other zombie
walks. I don't know,
walks.
Joel. Look into my eye.
your eye has a life of its own.
Unless you're talking about the game parade.
You're like Mintalk or some shit. You're hypnotizing me with that fucking eyeball.
It's the fucking Eye of Sauron. It's taking up residency for a moment.
I see.
Is it secret?
Also,
is it
I safe?
Hobbits, get off the road.
The doctor puts the microscope up to his eye,
yeah,
and just becomes transfixed.
Like,
no.
It's like when Ray sees the painting in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, his head just kind of tilts. He's like, bleh.
No, Josh's eye is going to be over a thing, you know?
And he's going to, like, lift it.
It's a fucking Palantir now? What? Yes.
Whatever, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be
those were never named in the movie.
It's going to be on, yeah.
Are you sure they weren't named?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be on my staff.
Also, it was never mentioned that there were multiples of them.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
No, they were never
named. No, and one of them has a rose in the middle.
Because
one of them.
No.
Nobody ever went to that guy.
I saw this at the mall.
They never took him seriously because they're like, dude, seriously, you have a rose in it?
Yeah.
And he's like,
instead of an evil eyeball.
I don't see what the big deal is.
He's like, I saw the evil eye one. I just didn't like it.
Right.
This one's just as evil. It just has a pretty flower.
Yep.
It's nice to look at. And it goes with my decor in my tower. See? It's all roses.
Yeah, I got it all at Hot Topic.
He's an evil florist.
Yeah.
Really. It's
If you put on the black lights, it's fucking rad.
Yeah, no, I've got my posters. I've got a Zeppelin poster.
But I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that right now.
What the fuck are we talking about?
There's so, like there's a ganja like thing in the back and,
okay.
Beaded doorway curtains.
Right. No, you can't get
step
that
into
Hot
my
Topic.
Evil chamber.
And Hot Topic would be little skulls, like
skull beads, whatever.
Yeah,
and Invader Zim panties,
right? But
so
what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Zombie Walk.
George Romero.
So
zombies.
This year, their main dude was Alice Cooper.
Which makes no sense. But
it actually makes a lot of sense.
Kind of does.
He's a gore, like...
Oh, did you feed his Frankenstein?
No.
I heard it's hungry for love and then it's feeding
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
No, they only had enough money to fly him down.
Okay, not his Frankenstein.
They had to leave Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think it's his dick, so I'm pretty sure he brought it
Well,
with
it's because
the,
his
Frankenstein is my penis.
His shows...
The Frankenstein is my penis.
Like, his shows are very, like... they're, like, lightweight gore. Or gore.
They weren't when he started. Oh, gore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
When he started, they were, like, full on, like, I'm getting decapitated, and then the body's shooting blood to the audience.
Okay, so...
Oh, I saw that episode of Bones.
Yeah, no, so...
I watched that terrible show.
That show was awesome. Shut your mouth.
House?
Bones.
Bones.
Oh, Bones.
No, Bones is actually great.
No.
No, it's not. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking David Boreanaz.
I hate him. I think he's
really?
The worst part of Angel. I would have much rather.
Turns out I think Angel is the worst part of the self-titled show. Angel.
I do.
Shut up.
Wow. He's a big, doughy, whiny, just kind of a bleh.
Whatever.
He's a fucking asshole from what I hear.
What? Whatever.
Just like Geller is the worst part of Buffy. Sarah Michelle Gellar is the worst thing about Buffy.
I will not contest that.
Yeah. Giles is the best, probably. Willow is like a close second.
Yeah, and Xander, Anya is probably better than Xander.
Yeah, Anya's, her short tenure there was much actually more effective than Xander's.
Andrew.
Caleb.
Yeah.
The nerds of Doom are more important than Buffy.
Caleb
was better than Buffy.
No, Caleb wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No.
Because he was tight.
No. No, Captain Tight Pants was awful in that show.
Oh, come
he didn't. It was so fucking hacked in at the last second. It was shitty. Who cares?
It's true.
What were we talking
about? You know who's worse than Buffy? Was season 5's Big Bad. Glory?
Glory?
It was horrible.
Eh.
That was almost impossible to watch.
So,
anyway.
So you're saying Dawn is better than Buffy?
Hera's better than Buffy. Dawn, I'm pretending she wasn't on the show.
Oh, so you're going by...
I'm going by my own recollection.
By the first 4 seasons.
My
of
internal
canon.
Fanfic. Frightmare Weekend. Speaking of everything.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper was there. He talked about horror, or did he just take questions?
He just took... They gave him the lifetime achievement of, like...
of freaking people shit out.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was funny, because he was... He took questions on whatever. And he had... I could listen to that guy talk for like 2 hours. He only talked for 30 minutes.
They're like, tuna sandwiches, crust on, crust off.
No, they were like, what was it like being on the Muppets? And he was like, it was actually quite awesome. And he talked about how, like, he was talking about how, because he wasn't sure about doing the Muppets, because he's like, no, I don't know about this. But then he looked at the long list of people who had been on the Muppets, and he's like, fuck, I gotta do the Muppets. Because everybody's doing the Muppets, and it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, in the late 70s, it was like, the shit.
So he came on, he did his thing, and it was like, the whole thing was he's trying to get Kermit to sell his soul for rock and roll or whatever.
Wow.
And he said that, like, they were so good at what they did as far as, like, being, like, puppeteers, that, like, the puppeteers don't break character. So they'll be, like, doing whatever, and then, like, the director will be like, all right, cut. Let's try doing this and this and that. And then, like, Kermit will be like, yeah, I didn't really like, my last take. And, like, Alice Cooper will look right at the puppet and be like, yeah, you think we can try a little... And then he realizes that he needs to talk down to the dudes underneath, like, that are actually...
No, don't.
And
don't break
the
illusion.
He said that it was just so hard to do that because they were so good at what they did.
Yeah.
And he talked about that for a while. He said it was great. He said that he met Elvis, and he said he was a complete freak. Like, that dude was just way out there.
He's about as nuts as Michael Jackson, I would imagine.
He talked about
his self-obsession.
He told his great story about Diana Ross. Because he said that he did some,
her? What? Oh.
Well, he said he did some...
That's a fucking frightmare right there. Alice Cooper and Miss Ross.
He said that he did, like,
it's
some...
It's like a story the Crypt Keeper tells.
Yeah. He said did some award show.
She's a soul singer!
And, he did an award show, and they wanted him to come out and do, like, be Alice Cooper and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Because they thought it'd be great. We're going to put two ends of the spectrum on the stage. So... Without telling the directors or producers of some show, he ran down into the audience on a live award show, which turned out to be his wife. And he knew that his wife was all... She was all dressed up real nice for this award show. But she was wearing bondage, like, underwear underneath that dress. So he, like, ripped her clothes off on stage. And then, like, these bondage chicks came out on stage with whips and started doing shit. And, like, everybody was freaking out. And they were like, oh, my God, it's so great. Alice Cooper's awesome, blah, blah, blah. Well, they go backstage, with Diana Ross, and Diana Ross was so pissed that she had just been upstaged that apparently during the break, the commercial break or whatever, her people organized as quickly as they could and invented an award to give to her when they came back, which
wow.
was which was
the putting up for this shit award.
Yeah, no, it was the Performer of the Century Award. And they made an award backstage.
The Diana Ross of the Galaxy Award goes to Diana Ross.
Yeah, and like
it's like the other members of the Supremes.
Yeah.
What? No.
And Alice Cooper was backstage and he told that story and he's like, God damn, her people are good. He's like, that was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, like Alice Cooper gets up and they're like, the biggest monster cock award goes to Diana Ross. Well, really?
It was pretty
I
awesome.
I would do well with that.
He went on
she
and
just
on.
Looks at him, gives him like that knowing nod, mm-hmm. like
best onstage decapitation goes to Miss Diana Ross.
It was pretty awesome, man.
Cooper's like, I was robbed. Fucking wrong!
Like he's holding his expense.
Diana Ross speech. Does not yeah. like black people.
He just wait. What? And Mike Myers is up there with him, freaked out. Diana Ross does not care about black people.
What? Well, they had cool shit, and the director of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
What are you pulling out
there.
Of your bag of tricks?
Every time I go to these, I always have to buy like a DVD of some sort.
That's the kind of bag that porno.
That
comes
is a porn
in.
Bag.
That's a porn
well. All
bag.
This place did was like they put their sticker on the bag. Dark
oh,
Sky Films. Geez.
They put their sticker on a porno.
That's
bag.
Way more expensive than just getting those bags printed.
I guess.
Pull it out.
So I went to this and
whip
I
it out, Eli.
Bought out. Whatever and So I saw this.
What? So that is a porno.
Rico
bag.
The Mean Machine.
Yeah.
Right.
This is porno, right?
Can well,
I see this?
Somebody
can
read
I see
the
this?
Back. There you go. That's for the next.
I'm going to have to hurt you. In quotes. Acid bath baptisms, rifle butt dentistry, switchblade circumcision, 45 caliber brain surgery.
Did you say butt dentistry?
Butt dentistry.
What the fuck is the butt dentistry?
With a rifle.
We'll find out.
Oh.
Released from prison after a two-year stretch, Rico Aversi, Christopher Mitchum, goes
Mitchum.
Gunning... Mitchum, eye on the sandwich. Goes gunning for merciless drug smuggler Donna Vito, who not only had his father brutally murdered, of course, but also stole his drop-dead gorgeous girlfriend, Melissa Longo. Teaming up with a beautiful con artist, Barbara Bouchette. Rico's... it lists all the movies these people have been in, and they're all this, like, they might as well be this movie. I mean, like, The Red Queen Kills Seven Times, starring Barbara Bouchette. What the fuck is that? Rico's blood-soaked path to vengeance knows no bounds.
So, we're totally watching this?
Containing yeah. scenes of grisly ultra-violence, Rico was released in America as a horror film called Cauldron of Death. Seen for 30 years only via censored VHS tapes, Rico is presented by Dark Sky Films, complete and uncut, in all its glory. Gory glory hole. Glory hole. Yeah, this looks like shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
like
lie.
Shit on
that's,
a sandwich.
That's maybe the main reason why I go to these cons, to find those DVDs.
For sadness?
Oh, what the?
To find those DVDs, because I think the cons are starting to realize that they need to embrace the B-horror genre. Because, like, at first they're like, no, dude, we make serious movies.
Is a gory glory hole when a zombie bites off your dick on the other side?
And spits it out.
Yeah.
And you don't know
and then
if
you're
it's
a zombie.
Well, you don't know if it's a chick zombie or a dude zombie. So.
Or if it's even really a zombie.
So you have to put the holes up high so you yeah. can look through.
Yeah.
But,
Frank.
God damn it.
Damn it, Frank.
But yeah, it was great. And then, actually, a few days prior to that, I saw an original print of a 35 millimeter print of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm sure that looked like balls.
Yeah, it did. It was great. It was pretty awesome.
Was it like a handprint right in the middle of it? Like the
no,
whole time?
No, it's funny, but like, did you ever see when they were talking about how they had to, when they reworked Star Wars, and not the bullshit that they added in with special, like the ILM added,
yeah.
but when they restored it the first time?
What about it?
You saw that making of, right? Where the film's like, it's literally turning blue because it is starting to like...
fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the film looked like. For about 60% of it, like yeah. it would white.
That's why they went with the Laserdisc transfer.
It would white balance up and then like be all kind of weird and then. But actually, for a horror flick, that actually helped it because it was funny. I came home and they were showing Grindhouse and I was like, "Yeah, those dudes totally got it wrong. Like, it doesn't look anything like a real 35 millimeter print."
Hey, speaking of movies, they're talking about this in the forum, and I just want to. Okay, so I've already told my wife If there's going to be a Star Trek viewing, I have given myself permission to go without her.
Wow.
Oh, that
ballsy.
Because
no, what do you mean ballsy? That is a wife.
No, that's all on her. That's all her credit. What I'm saying is I have to miss every movie premiere because we have a baby.
Right.
And I want her to go with me. But for this one, I'm going to pull some sort of like, you know, once a year card or something. So are we doing something?
We can.
You're not going to go see Star Trek?
I'm not going to a midnight show.
If you're going to be fucking ballsy
about
it. Well,
I'm not saying midnight. I'm saying if we're going at like 11 on that day or something. Well, you know, whatever.
I could if you want to go and do the unemployment thing. We're like, hey, we're going to go to the early bird show or something. I don't know. But
hey, whoa.
That would be super nice.
What's going on here?
We could. Totally could.
That would be nice because then I'd save some money.
We don't have jobs, dude. It's what happens when you don't have jobs. You go to early bird specials.
Hey.
At Luby's.
Yeah, like we're going to take take a breakfast from like, you know, Sonic or something into the theater. No, I'm actually on Thursday night, this upcoming Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to Irving to one of the theaters out there because I ran into somebody who runs some Star Trek club or something. And they're bringing out an entire, like, holodeck and everything. Yeah.
What?
They're bringing it to a theater. They built one and they're bringing it out there. And I was like,
you gotta take pictures.
That's why I'm going. I'm going to take pictures and then I'm going to give them to the Observer. But, yeah, I'm going for that. Whether I'll see it or not that night, I doubt it. Because a lot of theaters are doing the 7 o'clock Thursday premiere. Because Studio Movie Grill and a couple other places are doing a 7 o'clock showing. From 7 to midnight Thursday. And then, obviously, from that point forward for the rest of eternity. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What are you talking about?
He just trails off like that.
One of Alex's bosses, or one of the guys at the Observer, already saw it. Because to review it or whatever, and he said it just blew his mind how well it's done. Which, I didn't think that was going to be a problem. I'm just saying that it's been confirmed that it is awesome.
What's awesome?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Was there a question? Hey, do you remember that guy that made that movie?
Yeah.
He has one of my shirts.
JJ.
I have his email. I have his home address and his phone number.
Stalker.
I'm going to kill him. I mean,
Whoa.
What?
We'll talk after the show. Actually, no. We'll talk about that on the post show. There you go.
Moving on to This Week in Internet.
Then we'll find out how much J.J. Abrams takes part in contributing to hijinks. He's like,
he's a real celebrity, but speaking of internet celebrity, I saw that Felicia Day had bookmarked the comic that I made about her on her Delicious page.
Huh.
I saw an incoming link from it. Not like I regularly check her Delicious page, but
stop.
Also saying Delicious and Felicia Day in the same sentence makes it sound even worse. But that's neat.
Yeah.
So Will Wheaton saw the comic about him and liked it, and she at least saw the comic about her.
Sure.
She marked it as funny. That was
clever. Really, well, at least it wasn't clever.
Her Delicious tag. It was funny and then like features me.
What the fuck are you looking at?
That's something else I'll also be getting for a shitty movie night.
Oh, did you already acquire
it? What is it?
Or?
You can't talk about it. People can't see that.
It's like every time you want to watch a trailer on the show.
It's if you can
and
hear
I tell
it.
You not
except
to.
You can hear it.
Right. You can hear me talking about the thing that he's saying.
Yeah, I can hear you going, hey, what's that?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Shut your mouth.
What's
it's
that about?
A DVD called SARS Wars. Bangkok Zombie Girl. Or Crisis.
That, again, that old genre.
What, SARS?
Dipping back into the SARS zombie well. Ugh. Hollywood.
Yeah, well, there's another
Hollywood. No new ideas. All right, moving on to This Week in Internet. Let's blow through these really quick. First thing, you know, .tv domains, they thought were going to be super cool because, you know, TV makes people think about TV.
Sure.
TV is registered by an island of Tuvalu.
Yeah.
Which, if you try and buy one on GoDaddy now, it says you probably shouldn't buy this. Tuvalu is sinking.
Wait, the island
the
is
island,
physically sinking.
The nation might not possibly be there anymore to register these domains soon. So it says recommended
alternatives. So they just go away?
Why choose .tv? It says, note, the island of Tuvalu is sinking. Two, recommended alternatives are .com, .net, and .info.
What the fuck is...
Yeah.
Wait,
now here's my question.
Everyone knows .com stands for comedy, so that'll never go away.
Wow, you're fucking retarded.
And .net stands for internet.
And .org is
which
.org.
Is,
orgy.
Yes,
right.
Or
which,
orgy or orgy. Or, it's, right. Well, actually
dot,
the
.net is for Sandra Bullock movies. And,
right.
You know,
floppy disks.
Yes.
Right. And .org is actually for the band orgy. They register those, and that's why they don't release albums.
Oh, right. Anymore. Oh, so if...
How does it feel?
Shut up.
Treat me like you do.
So let's just rewind this for a second.
Go ahead and stop that.
The island sinks,
mm-hmm.
and so then the websites get shut off? What the fuck is
I
that?
I believe it means they can no longer have a .tv. I think the existing ones will still be there, but I mean, if there is no TV to register them, then I don't think you can get more.
That sounds really stupid.
Like, .us is not
the
United
States
at all.
That sounds like a stupid problem to have.
Yeah, no. It's, like, really dumb.
It's like, yeah, you know, you
and
have nothing
people,
to do with this place, but when that place goes away,
if
you
anyone
can't
lives
do anything
on
anymore.
Tuvalu, I bet they're not too worried about the domains unless that is like their major export.
It probably is.
It's like, here on Tuvalu, we have bananas and domain extensions.
Please, so they get a herd domains?
Please buy. Yes, there's goat herders that are like, come, get in the gate. I don't know if they make modem sounds. I don't know.
And they talk like that?
Ding, 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 ding.
It might be Lost Island.
It is the Lost Island.
It didn't. It's not actually sinking. It disappeared a few months ago, and they're like, "Holy shit!"
They'll find it again eventually.
Holy shit. Nobody this buy a .isl like or .tv
island.
Yeah,
.ile.
Don't buy that. We don't know where it is. It's gone.
.dhrma. I don't know.
Yes. Agreed.
Next thing. Next internet. Is that this is good news for some people. Josh, is prostitution legal in Germany?
You motherfucking
cocksucker.
Or
is it just looked away? Like, do they look away?
I'm trying to think. I've seen prostitution in Germany.
Sure.
It's not legal if you don't see it.
What?
It's not legal for not looking at it.
I don't know the specifics, but I do know that I've seen it flaunted quite fragrant, like a whole, like...
Fragrantly?
Did I say fragrant?
Fragrant prostitution.
God
fragrantly
damn.
Flaunting their prostitution.
Shut
it
up.
Smells like Germans in here.
Delicious.
Which, as you know, is like sausages and shit.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I've seen some rather spectacular German hookers.
Listen, in these tough economic times,
yeah,
everyone's got to cut back.
Sure.
So the German brothels are slashing prices. Slashing.
Uh-huh.
At crazy Unter's
fire sale.
Prostitution hole.
All sluts must go.
Yes. Let the 09 models are going out and the 10 models are coming in.
Wow. Wow.
Please yeah. come back when you can afford
it. German prostitutes are offering discounts, loyalty cards, and extras, if you know what
loyalty
I mean.
Loyalty cards?
So like,
yeah,
like a punch
card.
Buy 9, get the 10th free?
Yeah, but it's never as good as what you bought. Like, you
no.
have to buy, like, you know, fucking reverse cowboys to get, like, a reach around or something. I don't know.
But you can't, like, cash it all. Like, you can't...
You can't combine two
can't
cards.
Combine or
no.
use it with a combo.
No.
And it's not good on Wednesdays either.
Right.
You go into the German whorehouse on like a Wednesday and you're like, what's the $5 special for today? Meatball club or two fingers in the ass? Where am I? Will you take this Subway club card?
Can actually, I bring a Subway sandwich?
I've been getting, this is my car wash card that I've given, but I jerk off in the car wash. So does that count? Can you punch this card?
Can you just let me know what I can get for a dollar, like in a commercial?
Yeah. What's on your dollar menu?
Right.
Nuggets.
I do get a foot long for $5.
Chicken
here, right?
Nuggets.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to
yeah,
eat.
Right?
No, that's a move.
$5 foot long.
$5 foot long. I want the whole foot.
$5 foot long.
God damn! Whoever wrote that. Fuck whoever wrote that song.
Who's how do you say
$5? I've never actually heard that song.
Five. What's $5 foot long in German? Five Deutschmark
fünf
foot long.
Euro, well, they don't use Deutschmarks anymore.
Oh, Euros?
Yeah. 5 Euro. Foot long is probably trademarked. So it's probably just 5 Euro foot long.
Well, then how long's a foot in centimeters?
Well,
no. They would do it. It would be metric. Shit.
Yeah, it'd be like 20 centimeters.
I've had a Subway in Germany. I'm trying
it's
to think.
It's about 20 centimeters, right?
I don't know. I don't even know that fucking faggot metric shit.
Whatever. 31 centimeters is what they say.
Nice.
That sounds way more impressive than like well, I mean, a foot long dick sounds impressive.
That's
but
a big right. ass sandwich.
31 centimeters sounds like a lot of stuff.
Right. 31 centimeter.
But you have to do it in the singing.
Really, centimeter? You had meter. To think about that one for a second.
Fuck off. I'm sure the prefixes are different.
Oh, man. Well, what do they call Germany in Germany?
Deutschland.
Yeah, they don't... did we make
Der
that
Mutterland.
I know it's got a Latin root.
I have no idea. I never cared enough to find
out. I thought it was called
out.
The Motherland.
That's what I said.
Motherland? Der Mutterland!
Well, because... And the Soviet Union is the fatherland.
They call it Stovokor.
Wait, what?
Klingon Hill.
Metalcore? What did you just say?
That's the music they play.
Oh, okay. What are we talking about?
If you need discount prostitution, Germany won't. Their prices will not be beat. They accept all competitors' coupons.
And we know for a fact that they do shit porn there, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And their laws are lax.
No questions asked.
And I think they have free health care, so if you get something. You know, the clean hookers are coming in and the scurvy hookers are going out. Not be beat. Prices God. Will not be beat.
They're like beating them to death with oranges instead of like giving them the oranges.
What?
Because they have scurvy. I don't know.
God. Why Sorry. Did you take that?
I don't know. They just.
Why did you take it there?
It just popped in there.
Germany has about 400,000 prostitutes. In 2002, legislation allowed prostitutes to advertise and enter into formal contracts. All right, so, Frida, you understand that what you've signed here is that you will be giving blowjobs, da. You will be doing retruns, da. You will be sucking cocks and eating balls and 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's simple, straightforward. Full benefits after 90 days, and you can use the microwave in the break room.
Is there dental? I chip my teeth.
If it happens in the line of duty, then yes.
Oh, okay.
But you have to have a receipt.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you can't do it in a back alley.
No.
Dentistry, that is.
No, and if you get... And by line of duty, I mean while performing an act. Not if like they don't pay and then they punch you in the mouth afterwards. No. Dude, that doesn't count.
That's on your...
And that is likely to happen.
That's on your time.
We have a daycare. It's half price for employees.
Right. But we still encourage abortion.
All of your children will be made into prostitutes.
Yes, we... So. If you see down on Article 37, we do own them.
Yeah, any questions?
It's cool.
Orientation will be in about an hour. And just go get a bagel and some coffee.
Here's the key to your new entertaining closet.
You're
Enjoy.
A real hooker.
Oh, and I'm going to have to put the shackles back on you.
Yeah.
Policy.
It's a formality.
It's OSHA thing. It's an OSHA thing.
It's yeah.
And you can't wear open-toed shoes or clothes at all.
So
I'm gonna need to see some camel toe.
Wait. Closed toe shoes, but no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. What? So there's that. And thank you, Germany. Listen, this sounds like something that would happen. I read this, and I'm just glad Josh is here.
Okay.
The headline was, Popeyes runs out of chicken, customers go insane.
Jesus Christ. Actually, there's two stories here that are related.
Okay, because if you've already seen this, I haven't actually... It was in Minneapolis, too.
Yeah, okay, that's the one
specifically. Wait, where were you this past week?
When
did this happen?
Shut up.
I need a timeline.
Just so we're clear, and for people that may...
The first one's in New York and Rochester.
Right. Now, Popeyes had a nationwide deal that was like 8 pieces of chicken for $5.
Whoa!
I know.
That's a good deal.
8 pieces.
Because their shit is fucking expensive. Wait, I don't buy chicken there.
What was that deal again?
It's eight pieces for
$4.99.
Shut walk, up. Walk. I don't know.
Wow, really?
Just stop it.
It's worth anyway.
Yeah, so, but there's a single Popeyes in the entire state of Minnesota.
Okay.
On Lake Street.
Okay.
2.5 blocks from where I live.
I'm certain that you've been there many times.
Actually, only a few, because it is the worst Popeyes I've ever eaten in my
life. Wow, that's gotta be bad for you to not fight through the pain.
Entire life. You couldn't get spicy strips there. They didn't have
Well, that's
them.
Just, that's communism.
Yeah, so, they're pretty much dead to me.
Wait.
But, at the same time, you should
This
listen.
Is America.
There's no spicy
America.
Across the Mason-Dixon line.
Maybe
that's true.
No,
we do keep all the spices down
yeah.
here.
Right.
You can't get the spicy.
No.
You can't ask for the spicy.
I did. And the manager looked at me weird. It was...
Get out.
I need your chicken and your spicy strips and gravy. So, what happened? They ran out of chicken?
Okay, so the Popeyes that's in Minnesota is not actually an official franchise. It's
a pirate Popeyes?
It's not a pirate. Oh,
God, that sounds like a bigger story.
Tonight
to me.
At 11, is your Popeyes a real Popeyes franchise?
Could you be eating regular chicken?
Or is it a back alley makeshift Popeyes?
It's a pirate Popeyes. Yeah.
Popeyes chicken being pirated in your town? Are your children safe?
Anyway. No. There's two class of Popeyes. There's other restaurants that do the same thing. Dairy Queen does this too.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What?
I don't believe that.
There are official stores, and then there are
franchisee. Every Dairy Queen in the South is like homegrown bullshit Dairy
right.
Queen.
Right. Like, they're not. They don't have anything to do.
I decided to make the playground out of plywood and bricks.
Yeah, they license the name Dairy Queen from corporate, but they're not affiliated with corporate.
No, I have to do a
conference
call.
So the Popeyes up in Minneapolis is fake, and so they do not honor.
It's called Papeyes.
Pappies.
Pappies. Pappy eyes.
It's Pappy's chicken.
Did you say Popeyes?
Love that chicken from Pappy's.
Sure.
Popeyes.
Yeah, just, love that chicken from Pappy's.
That's how we won the Civil War.
Yeah.
Anyway. That was for Eli.
Actually, it's like the Fuck That Shit Up song. The lyrics are just different. It's the same song. But have that food from Pappy's.
Anyway. There's nothing I can do can really describe the video. You just have to listen to it.
Okay, so people freak the fuck out. I got $5 from a goddamn chicken!
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's all angry black people yelling at the camera.
Who said that? Why'd it have to be black?
I am describing the video.
You're just describing the scene. Okay, you're not being a horrible racist.
I'm pretty sure that the news reporter is a flaming homosexual.
Okay, but can you play the video?
It's loading. It's loading real slow.
Why? What is it on? YouTube or
I don't know
the Bluetooth.
It's still if we had Bluetooth.
No. See, this is from New York.
Here we go.
You want the one in Minneapolis?
Play the Minneapolis one.
You want that
this
very
one?
First? Yes, that one.
Minneapolis.
Now it's going to be
okay.
Even
so
slower.
The guy that's doing the reporting here is
fast
so
food
proud.
Chain Popeyes
of
became a.
What's going on?
It's so slow.
Is that cat party?
Shut up! No.
Can you send that to me?
There we go.
On the Bluetooth.
The news reporter
people
doing from
this. Across the metro to
so
Lake Street, Minneapolis, for a one-day deal on fried chicken, but all they got was outrage.
Hundreds of people turned down when the offer proved too good to be true. Tom Lydon's live along Lake Street, where at one point even police had to be called in to help. Tom, what happened out there?
Oh, I cannot believe this. This is a crazy story. I haven't seen people this passionate about something in a very long time.
That's
this
racist.
Is the only
it's good
Popeyes
to see people
franchise
passionate.
In Minnesota. So when people heard about a great deal on fried chicken, they came here in droves today. In fact, they are still coming here tonight from all over the metro. Problem is, there is no deal, and a lot of customers are crying
Suck
foul.
It. Oh, I see what they did there.
No, it keeps going.
The jambalaya wasn't the only thing jumping at Popeyes on Lake Street.
Zinger.
Hundreds of customers
That's
were
two.
Popping mad as well.
Today is birthday, but they have an 8-piece for $4.99.
They're not doing the special.
No. They said they're not participating in it in whatsoever, so we just went in line.
The homemade signs in the door said it all. This local chicken franchise wasn't
the homemade
signs
says, fuck off!
A nationally advertised Earth Day
God, 8-day damn.
Special. 8 pieces for $4.99.
What do you mean you're not participating? This is the only Popeyes in the state of Minnesota.
They got a 9-piece for $9.99.
9-piece, but that's not $4.99.
They should have burned that place down.
We traveled all the way from St. Paul.
God damn, 20 miles?
They drove 40 miles to save
$4. No. That's a 10-minute drive.
Inside,
just
the line went out the door.
I drove down the street.
Intentions were running hot as the deep fryer.
Oh, that's three.
Half dozen Bing. Minneapolis cops showed up. To settle the crowd down.
You're busy because everyone's here for the $4.99 special.
There's a chopper.
Pity the poor store manager who told me this was a local franchise decision.
We will use violence and tear gas!
Hey, I'm calling about your franchise, your Popeyes franchise on Lake Street. A lot of angry customers here.
We're not a company store, though.
But you guys are always apologizing. Two weeks ago, you didn't have a special neither.
The regulars told us this isn't the first time the franchise has refused to honor a nationally advertised special.
They've done it one month prior to that.
But after coming so far, a lot of people still had the craving, special or no special. Many
we
people still
terminating.
Got chicken.
Did you
terminating.
Leave the chicken anyway?
I am terminating the call. Terminating.
Chicken, I guess.
You just have to wonder whether they'll fall for it again.
That's all right. We're going to KFC.
That sounds like just one angry
one lady. Of the funny things about this Popeyes, it used to be owned by Dr. John Najarian, the renowned heart transplant surgeon. A little bit
that's
ironic
not funny
for
at
him
all.
To be owning a chicken joint. He
you,
sold
turn that
it
shit
years
off.
Ago.
You're not actually seeing him. This guy is a fucking amazing
call.
Douchebag.
I guess the moral of the story here tonight
did
is
he have a white
you do
cap
not
turned
mess
slightly sideways?
No, no, but he does have like his shell neck where his mom parted his hair when he was 5. Like he's
and
been doing
stayed.
That for the rest of his life.
Just stuck.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
There was almost a chicken riot.
That just sounds like that was just that one lady that was really pissed.
There was a lot of angry.
God, I'll participate in a special anyway.
That one guy was wearing an Obama
suck
hat.
It.
He was. It's a, he had an Obama hat.
Suck it.
And actually, I'm sure that they probably wanted the police to interfere so they could use pepper spray because they're like, yeah, shoot the peppers.
No, at that point,
Drum says
they just like throw gravy in people's eyes.
Drum in the forum goes, "These people are so angry and so black."
Oh, that's inappropriate.
It is.
That's
but it's a callback to truth. I mean, we're just
that
know.
Is that. Well,
right. If Wolf Blitzer can say it,
yeah. I mean, we're just yeah. talking about Wolf Blitzer's fragrant racism.
I've made a huge mistake.
Mm. This racism is delicious.
This racism,
what,
smell wise,
is quite delicious, actually. And it's killing me.
Racism is killing me.
So the sign they make for the front door says,
"Oh,
suck it."
That reminds me of the time that we went to Popeyes.
No chicken, bitches. Suck it.
Remember when you and I went to Popeyes with Cynthia?
But, yeah, but the,
and they were out. They were out of soda. One of the flavors on the.
I still have that photo.
I have it here.
Oh, you have it.
They were out of I don't know, like orange soda or whatever.
Okay.
And we walk
you
up
just
there.
Made that up because you're racist.
Right. I went up to the soda machine, and there's a little sign, like a little piece of paper over that, and it just says, "We out."
Like, peace. Like,
wow.
Peace. We out.
Yeah.
Peace. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That is racism. You're horrible. Okay, next thing.
I didn't write the sign.
Hey.
It was racist. Homemade, just like
hey.
In the
I took that photo. That story's mine.
No, and you didn't. I did.
Remember, I took that photo with my fucking phone.
Remember Steve Weeb? Who got.
Yeah,
who
I got did, bitch.
Fucked out of his Donkey Kong title in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
By cheaters and assholes.
Yeah.
He what was the guy him? That actually won, and that Billy Fucktard was his last
Chicken
name?
Wings.
Billy Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
He was like, I won. I sent in a videotape of me doing it on VHS, but I'm not going to do it in person because I did it on videotape. I don't need to do it in person. And they're like, we believe you, Billy. We love you with your hair, your beautiful mane of silken.
Of golden
silken ebony locks. So Billy Chicken Sauce screws Steve Weeb over, and Steve Weeb's just a nice guy. So he just won the Donkey Kong Jr. Championship of all time. I don't think that means he beat Billy.
I don't think
that's what they were fighting. I think they were fighting Donkey Kong.
It was regular Donkey
natural,
Kong.
Natural. Original flavor. And
yeah.
This is spicy.
That's extra. Yeah. It's
this
extra
is extra crispy.
Right.
All gotten.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
Yes.
But he just got over 1 million points.
They're supposed to rematch at E3.
Yeah. They said he couldn't wait for E3 to do the Donkey Kong Jr. thing, apparently. Some guy named Ike Hall had the thing.
Oh, and we're talking about what's it called? We're talking about Fistful of Quarters, Donkey Kong, or
King of Kong.
King of Kong. Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah.
The name of that.
That was a very entertaining movie.
It's good.
It was good, but sad.
The Q-Bert lady.
That's what makes it good. Oh.
Except for the very, very end, they added that little thing at the end that was like, now they recognize his thing and they're like co-champions or some shit, and I'm like, no, they should decapitate that Billy guy. He's a fuckface.
But he wears a tie that has the American flag on it, so you can't touch him.
That's true.
He's untouchable.
How could you
strike down America like that?
How could you?
Just saying.
I'm gonna post this in the chat. So anywho, good job, Steve Weeb. You should get a hobby that involves less sadness. The last thing in This Week in the Internet. Did anybody else see... It actually comes out today. Did anybody else see the trailer for the fan-made Lord of the Rings?
That looked surprisingly good.
It should look great.
No. Oh,
okay, so what's interesting... Okay, they do have one effect shot in the trailer, which is supposed to be like the helicopter flyby of like some big snowy mountain, which is all CG.
Okay.
Which I didn't think was CG when I first watched it and saw like kudos. But I actually looked into it, and I found one of the guys that works at Crytek.
What's that?
It's a game company in Europe.
Okay.
They make, like, Crysis. They do some cool shit. He actually worked on that movie. He did a whole bunch of, like, 3D compositing and shit. And on his personal website, he had a whole bunch more scenes of, like, yeah, here's some shit I did. And I'm like, holy fuck, that looks great. And it's all, like, they have a fucking golem.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't understand how they do that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't do a lot of, like, you know, full-on golem in the thing, you know? Like, how could they? But I bet they do a lot of him in, like, shadow and darkness. But anyway, it's called Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Golem. And there's a link here in the notes for today's show, but
it just looks great. Set to premiere in the Sci-Fi London Film Festival?
Today.
Wow.
It's 45 minutes long. I think it's going to hit the internet at some point. But they made it for £3,000, all fan done. Their Gandalf looks good. Their Aragorn kind of looks like a pussy.
Yeah, but I mean the acting is from the trailer. It's, you know, serviceable.
Good costumes, good sets. That's all. I mean, it's certainly not sweeted. It's definitely
Hobbits get off the road. There's none of that.
None of that.
God damn it.
No. None of that.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking of Hobbits, did you see Charlie from Lost on
the
suit?
On the suit.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I know Joel McHale's like 7 feet tall, but he's like 4'10". He is so fucking tiny.
Yeah, that's...
He would give Seacrest a run for his money.
Yeah, he was great on there.
I think they actually had to make him taller to make him a Hobbit.
I kind of... Did they bring out... Oh, well, they brought out the Darth Vader guy. I was like, they should have brought out a dude dressed as Gandalf because they had the fake Claire...
Oh, yeah,
out.
I forgot about that.
Charlie, your baby. And he's like,
yes, that was funny.
I'm not answering questions about this. And then the dude of the Darth Vader came out. Didn't he? He came out and asked the Lord of the Rings question, right? Or no, he asked the Lost question.
No, he said that they made fun of the Ewoks on Lost.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn
and
it.
He wanted Charlie to apologize.
They should have brought out a Gandalf sort of looking guy. And just...
Who was he, Pippin? Or Merry? Is he married?
Nobody can tell the difference.
Because it's neither of their actual names either.
He was Mary.
I don't know.
Peregrine Took and Marianne Brandybuck. And then you've got Pippin and Mary.
And you've got
Charlie and opposite Charlie.
And they were
and whoever the fuck the other
kids.
Guy was. Yeah.
They always just were out smoking their pipes.
No, the pipe weed.
Yeah.
And good shit.
Weed. Yeah.
I would have used the island to get to the Lord of the Rings.
Back to the Shire?
Yeah, to get to the Shire and then tell them, dude. Let me show you how a bong works.
Yeah.
You don't fuck the pipe.
Yeah.
And then...
We get this new technology.
There's actually...
It's called a gravity bong.
In the book for Lord of the Rings, they go on for like 6 hours about smoking pot.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for a point to where you're like, oh my god, please, cut something's head off with a sword! You've been talking about where the best weed is grown and, like, who grows it and...
Well, yeah.
Ugh.
And how sticky it is and all the little red buds and you're like, oh... Oh, the red pods.
The guy reading is like,
so good.
And Gandalf said, the pipe weed grown in these fields is the stickiest of the icky. And doth Dave Chappelle say, it
God,
was
you fools.
Good.
To the fields.
Get some weed. I mean, get high.
Dude, that'd be funny if Gandalf's like staff was like actually a bong.
Who says it wasn't?
That's a good point.
Who says it wasn't? That little top at the spot, the little crown at the top. That was the bowl. He's always looking for screens or fucking filters for it.
So he's like,
light up here. What are you trying to
do? Oh, that's got to be nasty bong water that he's
I have the internet on. Here. What are you trying to tell me?
That you need to kick somebody.
Oh, is there bad things happening? Oh my god. Am I logged into where I can do that? Why do people have to come in and ruin people?
Do it. That means you've made it.
It's because it's the internet. That's how this works.
Oh, it is?
It's like when Christians show up at the horror con trying to say...
Didn't that actually happen?
Yeah, they're trying to ask me, what do you think happens when you
die? All right, he's gone. Sorry, guys. That was inappropriate.
You need to give that power to somebody, like...
I think I can. There. I don't know if someone's going to be here every single time.
Well, sure, but...
You should definitely not give it to me.
If somebody wants to volunteer to be a moderator, email me later.
Right.
But yeah, somebody at the con, like these three guys who tried to dress all cool and casual, and they look like they would have fit right in, they like stopped me and some other people as we're walking back to our car after the zombie walk. They're like, what do you think happens to you after you die? I was like,
wow, that's the line they used on me in high school.
Right, and I said...
people. I got that in the mall the other day.
Yeah, I said people collect on my like my insurance policy, and there's a kick-ass party afterwards that involves.
But I won't be there because
that
be
involves
there.
A Led Zeppelin or a Van Halen cover band.
Yeah,
what happens to you?
Yeah, like, yeah. What have you got planned?
Do you know?
Because I've got it all planned out.
I've got a fucking kick-ass plan.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty rad. I can give you a card.
I mean, if you want to come, we'd have to get to be friends before, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't really see that. You're kind of fat.
Remember when, I think I told you about this earlier, but when I was in high school, I was leaving a show. Like, we had, a friend of mine's band had just played a show. The band was called Fuck, 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 Fuck Ass. And I think that's why they were there. And in circles, we called them 4FA. But it was Fuck, 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 Fuck Ass. And their logo was an A with an asshole, I think, which actually ended up being used by Anal Cunt. There was not that they knew each other, but I'm saying I think they just had the same idea. But anyway,
what about the band Hole and Korn?
So, shut up. If they toured together,
yeah, did they?
It would be the worst concert ever. But other than that, I don't know.
For the first time ever, Korn with Hole.
There'd be like one good song, maybe two.
Korn Hole,
both by Korn, both by Korn.
No. I'm not acknowledging anything Jonathan Davis has ever touched.
Cornhole?
Shut up. That song is so bad.
Corn and Hole. Like you've never seen
them.
Stop
it. We get it.
Stop it.
Cornhole.
Cornholio tour. So she comes up to me on rollerblades. She skates up to me, and my car has been blocked in from both sides, and I cannot leave. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? If somebody would invent cell phones, I could buy one, and then I could call somebody. And this girl skates up to me on rollerblades and goes, hey, where are you going? And I was like, not home, because fucking dickholes blocked in my car. No, I don't mean tonight. I mean when you die.
Well, see you later.
And I was like, I'm going to get in my car and close the door. You can keep talking. I'm going to wait for this jackass to move his car. But thanks. Thank you.
See ya. Peace out.
We out. So, that'd be a good episode name for the podcast, too. Whatever. So,
we'll let the fans decide.
You're going to let my fucking weeping
No, your
open
eyeball
sore.
Wins. Your eyeball wins. Whatever.
Right.
Moving on really. To TV.
It's still there.
Moving on to TV.
I don't know. It's 8:30.
All right, we're an hour in.
Already?
We need to hurry up. So, Heroes finale. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Wrap it up for me.
Oh, Heroes.
Spoil it.
Try this. Try only using 10 words.
10 words.
To describe. Okay, 10 words. Ready? And action. Go.
The worst show on TV. That's one word.
I'll yell. Okay.
Worse than dick chopped off. There's 10 words. Okay. You know how Siler was set up to be just a great character when they first came up with him? You were like, there's potential here. I mean,
sure,
he's a cool serial killer. He seems to have a motive, you know?
Make a great Spock.
And then they let him flounder.
He's got a plan.
They let him flounder for two seasons aimlessly. So right at the ass end of this season, he decides they again repeated a season where, like, they've already done rounding everybody up and the government rounding up all the heroes and you know, whatever. They did that again for the whole season. Again. And they're trying to form a new company, whatever. So, Siler decides out of nowhere he's going to meet President Worf, and he gets the power to shapeshift if he touches people. Okay, first of all, he says early on that the shapeshifting power, he touches people, absorbs their DNA, and then he can turn into them.
Okay. Okay,
sometimes he has to change clothes. Other times, his clothes morph.
Oh, okay, so...
Why the
just
fuck do
gross,
his clothes morph?
Gross inconsistencies,
Why
sure.
Why do his fucking clothes morph?
No, I
So he's going to meet the president, and he's like, I'm going to be the president. And I'm sitting here going, why? Do you want to run the country? You're already the most powerful being that has ever lived. You'll never die. You need to kill somebody that can fly, because then you could fly.
Right.
And... What? Why would you be the president?
Please be Nathan. Sorry, go on.
How would you want to be the president?
I don't know.
So spoilers, if you haven't seen Heroes and you give a shit.
It sucks.
He kills Nathan.
Oh, okay.
That seemed kind of cool.
Thank you.
Nathan actually died.
Needed to happen.
So, at the last 3 minutes of the episode, it's not a plot twist when it's just bad writing.
Right.
Angela Petrelli convinces Matt Parkman to reprogram Siler's brain to make him think he's Nathan. He has all of Nathan's memories, and he can shapeshift into Nathan.
Okay.
So they reprogram Siler into thinking he's Nathan, because if a mutant killed a senator, shit would get really bad for them. And
okay.
Reason number two is that Angela's not ready to see her son go. Well, he's fucking dead, bitch! He's dead! This is a crazy fucking superpowered serial killer! And they turned
but
him into Nathan.
But he looks just like Nathan!
They turned him into Nathan. So there's season four.
It tastes like real butter.
Yeah. I can't believe it's not Nathan Petrelli.
Spray.
Was that it's the name of the episode?
That's terrible. It was the name of the episode. Fat Fabio was in it. That is terrible. That's terrible story construction. Terrible.
Why does he have it? Oh, okay. His shirt said Devo. Okay.
Next thing. Because I don't want to dwell. I don't want to dwell on that.
I do have TV stuff. I'm not actually looking at the list, so.
Good.
Don't go to the next thing.
Okay. Well, let me do the next thing real quick.
Right.
The next thing is there's a new show on Discovery called Time Warp. Remember how we talked about how...
I've seen the commercials. What is it?
We talked about how, you know, Mythbusters has kind of like strayed from busting myths and now it's just about blowing shit up.
Yeah. Sure.
Have you noticed... It's still great. It's still probably the third best show on TV. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed how Discovery is now making shows about parts of Mythbusters? Like, they're taking aspects of Mythbusters and just making them into stretching them into entire shows. They have a show called Blow Shit Up in 30 Seconds or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All that is they blow shit up.
Like Destroyed in Seconds.
Yeah, and they have a show where two guys beat up cars until they explode.
That's different. That's G4. But yes.
Okay, same thing. Whatever.
Same thing. Yeah. I watched that.
They spun that off into a whole network.
They beat the shit out of an airplane. I mean, this guy's beating the shit out of an airplane. It's only interesting for 30 seconds.
Fuck
this airplane!
He does like an elbow thing.
Yeah,
like
he does a fucking wrestling moves.
You smell what I'm cooking. I'm about to beat the shit out of an airplane.
It's the people's elbow. It's like a little Cessna. But
so it's like
they still beat it.
It's the people's propeller.
Did you see the first time they tried to knock off that wing, and it failed?
No, I stopped watching after maybe 30 seconds.
So it's like a Cessna, right? So you got the base of the body here, and the planes come out this way. And it has a little support.
The balls of the base of the face, right?
The support here, right?
Struts or something.
So they put like four dudes on the far end. Like basically, here's the building, and the plane's here.
Uh huh.
So the guy's going to run, and the wing comes out here. He's going to jump on the wing, and the idea is to snap it down.
Okay.
And I'm watching this going,
like, please fuck up. Please hurt
yourself.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this going, like, I don't think that's going to work, dude.
Like when Michael's standing on top of the office building about to jump into the bounce house.
Yeah. They put four dudes on the other wing to bounce it because they're afraid that it's going to go.
Because all they can have is dudes. They can't have anything else.
Right.
It's going
to
tilt.
People have to be in harm's way.
They're afraid that like he's going to land on it. It's going to tilt this way, right?
Sure.
But the supports are still on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So dude comes running and he jumps and like does this, you know, like in the right spot. Yeah, to the wing. And he hits it and it's super stiff. So it just like bounces him off.
Yeah.
And the other four dudes just go flying off.
Yeah.
And I was like, you fucking moron. Yeah.
Gold, it was Jerry.
Eli, these guys are beating up an airplane.
Well, and then they come back and thank you for that perspective.
Yeah.
They come back like real scientists are like,
yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, they
airplanes are made of metal.
That's pretty much what they did. They were like,
that's not going to work.
That's not going to work because this structure here has been put here.
It's designed to withhold flight.
Yeah, exactly. And then
which
I was like,
and fat dudes.
Yeah.
And then some dude runs through a wall or something afterwards. And I was like, well, that makes up for it.
Sure. So, yeah. So they, lesson kids, don't beat up airplanes because you're going to lose. You've been holding the airplane in a sleeper hold for about 45 minutes now. Airplanes don't have lungs or blood.
Sleep.
One of the guys is a submission MMA guy. He's just like, I've got the airplane between my thighs. I'm gonna choke him to death. Doesn't work. Shows like that don't need to be an hour long. They stretch them. So there's a new show called Time Warp. All it is, hey, remember on the Mythbusters when they use slow-mo cameras? Okay, now it's a whole show.
Oh, no. So they call her One Eye is that show.
Sort of. All they do is film shit in slow-mo and then look at it again and go, that's cool. That was awesome.
Yeah, I like when they watch those and they try to like come out with like some sort of scientific stuff. They're like, look how the glass explodes.
Here's
the deal.
Thanks, dude.
This would actually be a pretty good show if it was half an hour. Stretching it to an
hour. It's an hour long?
Stretching it to an hour. All Discovery shows are an hour. Stretching it to an hour long was disgusting. But Metallica was in it.
What? Do they have slow-mo headbanging?
Yeah, actually, James, they filmed his face while he sings, and that's actually kind of terrifying.
Huh.
I'm saying all the stuff was cool to look at,
right?
But it's not an hour-long show. Sure. It's like YouTube videos. It would be much better as YouTube videos.
It's like the Aqua Teen movie.
Yes, yes. Snippets. Small
so,
spurts.
So inappropriate.
Is all I need. So the coolest thing, though, was actually they filmed Lars smashing cymbals.
Yeah.
And, you know, a cymbal's pretty fucking tough. Yeah. I mean, you pick one up. It's heavy. It's hard. You certainly can't bend it.
It's a piece of metal.
You really can't flex them.
Yeah.
When he smashes one, the whole thing deforms and waves just ripple through it.
Huh.
It fucking rolls like water. It was really strange. But, again, not good enough for an hour-long show.
Interesting.
Also, watching Joe Trujillo's bass strings vibrate in slow motion is not interesting at all. It's just not.
Yeah. Aww.
And Kirk Hammett playing a slow guitar solo just looks like a guy trying to learn a Kirk Hammett guitar solo. It's not interesting. It's pretty stupid.
Excellent.
Yeah, they need to learn a little, like, restraint.
Were there any slow motion band breakdowns? Like, crying? Right, like,
we need to see a therapist. You're not concerned about my feelings.
Right, and just the one tear, like, just so you can see it swell. Yeah,
you can see it swelling up right here.
And service tension. And the break. Oh, right down.
Oh, that's good stuff.
There we go. That was exciting. Let's
watch
that
veins.
Again.
Watch his veins. And aneurysm. So.
Oh, you can see their career. It's slipping away.
Watch. Oh, now look.
There it is.
The sand in his pussy is turning into a pearl, right? Nope. There it goes, pearl.
There's the moment.
There it is. There.
Nature's magic.
Now, kids, remember that you can't do this yourself. You have to first have $50 million and then whine like a bitch for 10 years at least. And then your vagina can grow a pearl.
Right.
They've
been working on that. That was his goal, like, for his entire life. That was the whole... That was the point. And
that's what killed Cliff Burton.
And the Aristocrats.
That is what killed Cliff Burton. Right. Oh, man.
Wait. His pearl, like, got too big?
He just couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. The sand never developed. It just killed him.
Oh, okay.
They blamed it on the bus crash.
Let's move on.
You had a TV thing. What's your TV thing?
Oh, actually, well, two different things. One of them was the reason I was late today. But it's cool because...
Apathy?
Eli was actually later than me, so it didn't matter. No, I actually finally finished Damages.
Like, oh, season two?
No. Shh, just season one.
Okay.
I totally forgot about it, and
don't
then...
watch season two.
Really?
Yeah. Season one was like, oh my god, best new show on TV. Season two was like, this is not going to work for two seasons.
Oh, that makes me so
season
sad.
Season two was pretty fucking mediocre.
Oh god, I loved it so much. It was so good.
Yeah, season one was great.
Like, I forgot they were hiding there on the server, and then I was like, holy shit, I have like eight episodes of this, and I watched all eight of them yesterday and today.
Yeah, I can wholeheartedly recommend season one of Damages to anyone and everyone.
It was so good.
Season two
so good.
Was so fucking boring. It's the same plot. It's the exact same plot.
It's still about Frobisher?
A different guy. A guy named Walter Kendrick is the new Frobisher, and they want to take him down, and there's a case, but underneath the case is scandal.
Of course.
The scandal is not even as interesting as, like, murder and shit. It's, like, illegal stock trading.
Oh, no.
And it's like, we're going to get you for illegal stock trading, Walter Kendrick. And I'm like, this is fucking boring.
Oh, that's lame.
It was boring as fuck. And I will tell you the main plot points if you decide
No, no, don't spoil it. I'm going to watch the first episode and then cry in despair.
Dude, honestly, you'll remember it better if you don't watch the second season.
That makes
I will say this. Because they have to map that show out the whole season in advance,
right?
There are some interesting twists. Some slightly interesting. Like, you know, in the flashbacks, they'll show you someone covered in blood.
Yeah.
And they'll allude for the whole season that this guy did it.
Right.
And then you realize that, you know, the camera
out
pans...
Out of context.
Camera pans back and there's someone else in the room or whatever.
Yeah.
You know...
Well, it was one of the... It was interesting because the show was, like, interesting twists the whole way, and they were all still, like... It never leaves the realm of plausibility. It just all feels, like, extremely well-written and really good sleight of hand, and you just, like, fell for it the whole way.
Yeah.
But the very last reveal, right before the credits roll on the last episode, it just fucking blew my whole mind, and I was like, no, I don't want to spoil it on the...
Was the very last... Was it the
Say names.
But was it the thing setting up season two?
It was,
in the hotel room? with the two people, one of them is kind of interviewing the other one, sort of, and...
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
No?
No.
No, I don't remember what happened at the
end
of that
season. I don't want to talk about it on the air, because I don't want to spoil it, because it happened, and I'm like, no!
So here's what... In the first episode of season two...
So good.
In the first episode of season two, they flat out show you, they make you think at least, that the first thing Ellen does is shoot Patty.
What the fuck are you...
And then they show that same scene... Every single episode, either with more footage or from a different angle or whatever.
Okay, and only please, in the... I told you not to be spoiling anything.
It happens immediately in the first episode. If you watch it, you'll see it immediately.
Okay, well, see, but now I know it clearly doesn't happen. Whatever.
Not necessarily.
You spoiled it. It's fine.
Anyway. also, they cut Patty's balls off in the second season.
That makes me sad, because I love her because she has... Fucking massive testes.
Yeah, they totally ruined it.
They hung like gods.
They completely destroyed that.
And
also, it's already been picked up for three. I have no fucking clue how they're going to do a season three. It's already so boring.
Interesting.
Not. Season one, though. It's great. Love it.
Okay.
Next thing.
Next TV thing. So this week, while I was bored at home nursing my broken fucking eye, I thought to myself, hey, what the fuck is Rob Thomas doing these days?
Not from Matchbox 20.
No, not Matchbox 20 Rob Thomas. Guy. Veronica Mars Rob Thomas. And it turns out he has a new show on Stars. So
no one will ever see it.
Right. Which means go fucking download the
show. What show is this?
It's called Party Down.
I've heard about this, and I heard it's really good.
It's actually, like, the first few episodes, you know, it's trying to figure out, like, what's going on. But turns out it's fucking funny as hell.
What is it?
It's about a catering company.
Yeah, it's a catering company. Every episode is a party that they cater. And it's all the same.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every episode is just a really good excuse.
The Catalina wine mixer?
What?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I thought Eli would.
You'll see cast, like, various cast members from Veronica Mars, like, show up in, like, background roles throughout all the episodes. But it has, like, half the cast of The State is in it. And, if you watched True Blood... Sookie's brother's psycho girlfriend is one of the main characters, and she's awesome, and I love her. So she's
wait,
in
the
that
chick
too.
From
the
Mean Girls.
Yeah, her, the lesbian chick.
Oh,
the vamp chick from Mean Girls with the gay best friend.
Yeah,
she's neat.
Yeah, no, she's actually like really funny. Anyway, the show's really funny. There's been seven episodes so far. I watched all seven of them this weekend.
I meant to set up my TiVo for that.
It's funny. I heard shit.
You have Stars.
Yeah.
Who has stars?
It comes with, like, hey, sign up for Vios. We'll give you everything. All right, cool. Took it. I'll have it.
Yeah, there was a coupon in, like, that late night Tacos at Midnight bag.
Comes with
it
stars.
Comes with free
One
stars.
One of the readers, like, emailed stars me or Encore. Commented, and they thought that we made that up.
Nah.
What? And they're like, holy shit, I saw late night Tacos at Midnight at the store. I'm like, we didn't make that shit. It's not a bit.
Go buy it.
That, like, was real food. We were eating it.
There's no way you could make that up.
No, it's too dangerous. I can't even imagine things like that.
So, yeah, so that's my personal
And didn't
vote.
You also want to recommend Breaking Bad? Did we already talk about that?
I don't know, did we?
No, we did last time, because we were talking about the guy's name.
Yeah, I'm still in the middle of season two. Season two is still airing.
Okay.
But it is... everybody seems to be jizzing all over Mad Men as one of A&E's, like, original shows.
You loved it.
I enjoyed a few episodes of it, but I didn't... There was no hook that made me want to keep watching.
Mm.
But that's me. I'm weird.
I see.
Breaking Bad was fucking awesome.
Right.
So, that show needs more love, so watch it.
Good. So, next TV, Alan Tudyk finally guest starred on Dollhouse, thus cementing two things.
Yay.
That Dollhouse is a fantastic show, worth your watching, and that it is canceled.
Yeah. Like, all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, no,
like,
he sealed all those
deals. He's the kiss of death.
Well,
but
the show...
But it's such a delicious kiss.
Listen, the show features Buffy alums, it's... Got Tim Minear running it. Tim Minear has not had a show go past 13 episodes ever, if I'm not mistaken. Other than Angel. Angel is the only show he's worked on that's made it through its first season. And he makes great TV, and he is the kiss of death.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I would make more jokes about him if people knew who he was. Because it's that
He's
sad.
Been writing on the Buffy comic, and it's been great.
Yeah, making quality is a kiss of death.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, here's the deal, and here's what hurts Dollhouse. The first five episodes were shit.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I mean, not... I don't want to say shit like, I can't watch this shit. I want to say shit like, if I didn't already have a vested interest in this, I would have tuned out after the first episode. probably. I don't blame America for not getting this show, because I didn't see what there was to get for a long time.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Denise. She was like, it's not any worse than a lot of the crap that's out there now.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't watch any of the crap that's
out there. Well, yeah, not to you, but I think most America was like, hey, it's not bad. They just didn't know about it.
The CSI crowd would not watch that show. There's no way.
Well, no, not the CSI crowd, but every other...
You gotta go?
Every other crowd... Oh, I don't know how that's...
See, I want to talk about Alan Tudyk, though. You're the only one that's seen it. Are you going to go take a shit?
Yes, I am.
Ooh. You might want to make sure there's paper in there before you sit down and get...
And don't let that eye pop out when you're trying to squeeze.
Yeah, like during the strain.
All right, let him out.
Oh, yeah. This is on me.
Yeah, because I got all the wires on this side. All right, guys, so can you play the music? That's the wrong one. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. And remember, everybody, if you're playing the drinking game at home, finish your drink. Josh is taking a shit. Oh, and you also just fucked that camera. Oh my god, this is complicated. Why does Josh have to ruin everything he touches? So what's been going on with you?
What was that?
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So Alan Tudyk, the role he plays was spoiled on the internet a long time ago. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just going to say this man makes everything he touches into gold.
Tudyk?
Yes, because he has all the fucking chops, man. He has comedy out the ass. He has drama. He has action. I actually read an article with him, and they said that the body double they used for his character early on was so buff that he had to get crazy in shape for the episode. But until they really reveal that, he's kind of like dressed like Wash, like he's got like a Hawaiian shirt. And yeah, he's a stoner, too. So for the first like half of the episode, he's a stoner in a Hawaiian shirt, and he's all paranoid and freaked out. And then like in a fucking split second, he turns into a major badass, and he's all fucking ripped and like kicking people's asses, and oh my god.
But yeah,
he's so good at TV. I don't understand why he is not in on every show.
Yeah, like he's not in a lot more shows.
If you look at his IMDb, he's done a lot of Broadway, which is not on IMDb. He's not done a lot of TV. He truly hasn't.
That's just really too bad.
Next to Tight Pants, it's arguable that he was the best person on Firefly. Arguably. Close second or tie for first, maybe.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I would agree with
that. Everyone else had their part to play, but he really stole every scene he was in. And when I saw him at Spamalot, I was kind of pissed off when I found out Hank Azaria wasn't going to be there. Then when I found out he was replacing him, he stole every single scene he was in on that fucking stage.
Yeah,
it was the Alan Tudyk show.
It was kind of funny. I had completely forgotten he was in Dodgeball.
Yes.
And he's great in that.
Do you want to know why he's great in that? He went and lived with pirates, like cosplaying pirates, for a week, and went to a pirate camp and lived as a pirate at a pirate camp to prepare for that silly role.
That's what you do.
That's how awesome he is.
Yeah.
That's just fucking funny.
He's from around these parts.
What's his name? Yeah, he's from Plano. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Steve the Pirate?
Yeah.
Yar.
It's Steve the Pirate.
Yar.
I actually wanted to see him in... There was some movie that he was in that... It was like a serious role. It looked like a chick flick. And I didn't really care to see it, but I was like, man, but he's really good.
He was in 28 Days, as a matter of fact. That movie with Sandra Bullock, I think.
Oh, no. This was more recent, is what I'm talking about. 28 Days was the...
No, you're thinking of Tight Pants in that movie about a bakery.
No. It's a movie with him.
Death at a Funeral?
Maybe. That's more recent, right? I think that's the one that I'm thinking. I'm pretty sure.
Well, anyway, he is television/movie gold. I don't understand why he's not the... Actually, I do understand why, because he's so good. And people don't like quality. But he's so fucking good. But he's not... I was wondering why he's not such a bigger star. He studied at the Juilliard and then dropped out. And he's done a lot of theater work. Like a fuck ton of theater work.
I bet you he'd be great to see. I mean, you've already seen him.
Oh, he was... And he can fucking sing and dance. I mean, That's crazy. He's like, you know, when no one expected to see Hugh Jackman singing and dancing on the Oscars, it's like, I did not expect to see Wash fucking prancing around a stage, belting out chorus lines, but he was fucking fantastic.
He's pretty good in that.
So,
give him props.
Oh, you know, remember, and he was really good on Arrested Development, too, as Egg's father. You remember that? The ultra-religious family?
He wasn't in that.
He was her dad.
No, because wasn't there an episode where
Alan Tudyk was Anne's dad? Period.
No, there was an episode.
You're wrong. Alan Tudyk was Anne's dad. The end.
I'm thinking of something else then.
Maybe so.
No, I'm.
Look it up. I mean, I'm not. There's no question.
No, it says right there.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, there's an episode where somebody goes to Anne's house to find out about something, and then like they don't. show any of the dialogue. It's like Ron Howard doing an overdub, and he's like, and then he explained how the dinosaurs came and how like blah,
oh
blah, blah.
Well, that was they, you know, they used multiple actors when somebody wasn't going to have any speaking parts. I mean,
yeah, that's the only part
they've done that
him.
Several times. No, George Michael goes over there and like they're going to have Christmas with them or Easter or something, and like he can't leave because they sing hymns for 8 hours and then they take a break and he gets to go to their house for like 30 minutes. But then he has to go back for more hymns.
Oh, okay.
And they're all singing like super out of key, and they're all holding on to him real tight. And
yeah.
Like,
Yeah. I remember that now. I for whatever reason, I always remember, I always giggled at that one where they're like, where Ron Howard's doing the overdub, and he's like, and then he explained how the dinosaurs came, and how like they're preparing for like the coming of Christ or whatever.
I actually got linked from a blog about atheism called Unreasonable Faith. That did an article about a t-shirt that said, and on the sixth day, God made the dinosaurs, and it's got a fucking T-Rex jumping out at you. It's like for kids.
Nice.
Also, on the same note, while we're just vamping until Josh gets back from his shit storm.
Oh yeah, I have a creation evolution story as well.
They linked to the comic, though, that was the Jesus and the Dinosaurs comic. But there's a stand in the mall here in Frisco that sells mostly those Jesus spoof shirts, you know, like instead of Reese's Pieces, it says like Jesus Peace Is or something like that, right. You know, and it's the same logo and whatever.
You're like, I see what you did there.
And then like the, there's another one that says like, I'm so glad I'm a Christian mom or something like that. And then right next to it, there's like other shirts that say like booty and like juicy ass and like all at the same kiosk.
Like slap this ass.
Yeah. Like back that ass up. And slap it. Just slap it.
Oh, America.
Smack it twice.
Yeah, I was on my
way. Oh, did you want to buy a Jesus Pieces shirt, too?
I was on my way back from I was on my way back from my brother's house. My brother lives, like, way further out than you do. Like, he lives practically in Louisiana.
That's further in the opposite direction, even.
Yeah. But, like, you have to pass through, like, Sunnyvale and like Mesquite, some of those other.
Sunnyvale's in California. Yeah.
There's Sunnyvale here.
No, there's no Sunnyvale, Texas. Come on.
It's like a hardcore.
Come on.
It's a hardcore Christian.
You're talking
community.
To the guy in the $3,000 suit. Come on.
So, as I'm passing through Sunnyvale, there's a big sign, like a billboard sign, and it says Evolution versus Creation Seminar. And it's like an entire weekend seminar. And it has like a cross, like inside of a globe.
Oh, can you play the claps?
Sort of thing. Back. Dude, are you airing your farts in here?
Close the door. We'll wake up the baby.
Well, anyway, it's a 3-day seminar. And it's got like a dinosaur, and it says V, like VS, and it has
Jesus.
like a cross inside of like a glowing star.
The dinosaur would win. The dinosaur would eat that cross.
Yeah, it's like he's got heat vision.
Dinosaur arms. Sorry. And dinosaur arms. I mean, so Josh is back. I think I'm going to have to fix... No, we're done talking about Dollhouse. You can add anything if you want to. I mean, we've just been kind of talking shit to you while you were taking shit. Does that look okay? You're good. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
No, I thought the Dollhouse episode was actually really interesting. And the show is so fucking canceled.
It's ridiculous.
And now that I'm like, fuck yeah, into it. Like,
no, the doctor has just come out of the waiting room and he's like, we've done everything we could.
Yeah.
That's good news?
It's a boy. Like, never mind. Never mind. No, I was actually... There were a couple things on the episode that were just really odd to me.
The Cosby Kid?
And just kind of made me wonder. And it started when I'm going to call him Wash. Whenever we first see Wash.
Before he turns out to be Wash?
Right. Well,
I haven't said... It's obvious who he is, but I'm not saying it out loud.
Right. No,
anyone's still wondering.
Like, where he's, you know, stoner dude in his apartment
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, so great. What a great character that was.
No. I was like, this dude is totally awesome. And my very first thought there was like, this is the guy. Like, he should have been playing Topher.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But.
I've kind of warmed up to that kid.
I have.
Especially on the episode with Sierra.
Okay, yeah, last week's episode made him great.
Yeah, it did.
Because you're like, God, that guy's so pathetic.
Yeah. Right.
So
no. He had a nice vulnerability to him, but no,
he did.
But he's pathetic. Like he's sad. It's a sad character.
He actually is a sad nerd.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but while I was watching it, and then I just kind of ran with this train of thought for a little bit, and it kind of almost made sense, but it probably doesn't. But once Wash gets back into the dollhouse, I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, what if he was Topher before Topher was there? Because,
like, they made him a doll after?
Right.
He failed that job or something?
Well, right. Well, more like he made himself a doll. And I was just going to think of it because he starts talking to Amy Acker, to Fred, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah.
Dr. Fred.
Dr. Fred.
And he starts, because he's asking her a whole lot of questions about what she does or does not remember, which made me think that she was a doll.
Oh, I've expected that for a while.
Right.
I've expected that she's going to end up. I expect there's going to be more reveals as far as who's real and who's not.
It's pretty much everyone's a doll.
I would not be surprised.
Right.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if DeWitt was a doll of some kind. And
right. But I was very curious.
Why not? You know?
And I'm totally reaching for dumb shit here. But Alpha's whole MO is about how he scars people.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, like, if he was, like, if he had Topher's job before Topher was Topher... If he,
what, do you think that he was scarring their brains or something?
Right, which is like all the little triggers that break them out of their.
They're mentioning this in the. By the way, I called November like second episode. I'm like, she's a fucking doll. Come on,
yeah, whatever.
She
was way too like. Oh, I gotta tell you, I'll do anything
you
for you.
When
please,
they,
you can rape me. It's cool.
Two things. Did you notice A, when they put NSA traitor guy into Victor? A, how good of an actor Victor is.
I know. I was like, fuck yeah.
He pulled that guy off so well. B,
I was almost weirded out by it.
When he was saying whiskey, he wasn't asking for whiskey because whiskey has to be the name of a doll.
Good call.
So who
is... I didn't think about
that. Because they made a point of going, you can't have any fucking whiskey. You don't need a drink. And I'm like, no. He's talking about a doll. So somewhere in the dollhouse is a whiskey who might be part of his plot.
Right.
That he's trying to reveal some.
Where's Tango and Foxtrot?
Exactly. Joss said there was going to be a whole
that
story
means there's
about,
a will
about golf. And it's not going to happen.
Wait, what?
There was going to be there was a subplot about the one that would be named Golf.
Oh.
He just liked that name. But,
oh. Okay.
Yeah, so that's actually interesting. I wouldn't see. Drom says he thinks Amy Acker is whiskey. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Interesting.
We'll never know. So,
probably won't.
Second, okay, then I want to point out how I think Alex said this last time, maybe, that maybe part of the reason the other two main dolls, Sierra and Victor, are really, really good actors and really good at convincing me they are turning into new people.
Yeah.
And when Sierra played the, you know, nerd girl for Topher, I totally bought it. I buy all of her characters. And Dushku is just like serious faith, sexy faith, slutty faith, sexy slutty faith, serious kick-ass faith. Like,
right.
She has no range.
Right.
I think it was Alex that wondered, are they doing that to keep her as the main character? Or is it just her bad acting?
Well, she's a producer
it's probably
of the show. You know, right?
Both.
She's like really big on promoting how she helped create the show. So, I mean, she's probably going to get... Part of the lead roles ish.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
No. That's not what I'm saying at all. All of the people she's programmed to be, she plays them the same.
Well,
she has no range.
That's just because she's a bad actress, is what I'm saying.
But Alex's point was, are they doing that so that we can identify with her as being a constant character?
Right.
I don't think so.
No, I could see that.
Because what
Well, here's the thing. If Natalie Portman was playing that role, but she was the same every time she was in, like, a different character's head, then I would say, like, oh, no, Natalie Portman's totally doing it on purpose.
Because she's got cred.
Because she's got fucking range.
Yeah.
Because she's an innocent little girl, and I've also seen her be, like, the biggest fucking slut on the planet.
Right.
And
so,
I've seen her run away from an exploding planet.
Dushku's never had any range.
No. No, she screamed a lot.
I've never seen her in
range.
All she can do is faith.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But really, I don't really, that doesn't bother me a whole lot. Because I've bought into everything else in the show at this point. Like, I want to see...
Which cements its cancellation.
Yeah, I know. I seriously want to see the attic so bad.
Yeah, dude, there's so many... Now there are so many reveals. It's just like Firefly. There's so many reveals that we're never going to know what Joss was thinking. We'll never know. Maybe there'll be a comic someday. You know, who fucking knows? Also, when NSA guy realizes he's in Victor's body, that was great.
That was cool. Like, that when he sees his great. Hand and he's like...
Whose hands are these? Who's my hand? Is it Victor? Yeah. Oh, my God. That was great. Also, like...
It was interesting. That was actually a thought that I had always had, where if you took all of my... Like, you took my brain, and one day my brain woke up in your body, the first thing I'd be like... Like, where the fuck do my sausage fingers go?
You would feel it, though. You would feel that the way you sit doesn't feel right. The way you stand doesn't feel
right. And I always kind of wondered, like, and I assumed that, you know, they fictionalize all that out because, you know, I'm sure Topher, like, programs
changes that part of the brain.
Yeah, changes the part of the brain to, like, totally accept the new body, and it's totally fine, and don't freak out when your face is wrong in the mirror.
Do androids dream of electric brain robots? Really quick, two things about cancellations and non-cancellations. E! Online had a poll of what show to save, and like millions of people voted, and Terminator was their number one to save. Not that that'll have any effect on Fox's decision to renew it.
No,
but
not at all.
It deserves to be saved. Number two, insiders are saying Chuck just got renewed, like last night.
Fuck yeah!
And did you watch all of this season?
Oh God, yes.
I haven't seen any.
Okay,
I've never seen it before.
Ah!
I just know that people like it.
Okay, here's what he said. I don't want to spoil the season finale for you, but...
You'd have to spoil the pilot,
because
I have no idea what
it is. I'd have to spoil the whole show, and the thing is that it's rare for this to happen, but there were moments in the finale that brought me pure nerd joy. Just absolute, like, moments of such ridiculous happiness that I'm balls deep in that show.
Like, wow.
Oh my God.
We're actually trying to find a way to get a little bit deeper?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's so good. Oh my God.
We have just very quick movie news on this this week in movies. But movies. So we all saw the trailer for this new film, District 9.
Yeah.
Josh sent it around.
All over that, like something on.
For anybody who hasn't seen it, you know, look it up. But it looks like it is about aliens come to Earth and basically squat. And so we set them up in camps in South Africa. And the South Africans don't want them there, and we don't know why they're here.
Right.
But we treat them as refugees.
So, for a little bit of backstory, it's directed by the guy that was chosen to direct the Halo movie.
Which isn't happening.
Which is on hiatus at the moment.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson was supposed to produce Halo with this guy.
They did that with Bioshock, too. That's not coming out either.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on with that one right now. But anyway, now the reason that this guy was chosen is because he made a short film that was called... I'd have to look it up, but I think it's called Alive in Joburg.
Okay.
Which is... The short film is actually what this new movie is, except...
Wait, what?
Super low budget.
Yeah.
And...
I heard about that.
So, but it's basically... He was telling this, like, very odd sort of real-world sci-fi, like, totally straight-faced. And he did such an amazing job with no budget and a really small scale that he's making that a real movie now.
It looked cool.
And I'm sorry, whenever... Like, watching the trailer... And not being really sure what was going on, like the one reveal shot, and you know what I'm talking about.
With the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I gasped.
Yeah.
And I felt like a little kid again. Just for
now
for a moment.
Said,
because.
A really good trailer does not a really good movie make, but it got my interest. It certainly got
That's why I've always. That's been a secondary dream job, is to be the guy who can cut trailers.
I know a guy that. there's actually a comic guy that used to do that. David Malky from Wondermark.
Yeah, because that'd be awesome.
If you ever email, like, go to wondermark.com and email him. He might have some info for you.
That looks like fun to do.
Because he was doing that up until, like, last year.
Yeah, it looks like fun to do because it is your job to deceive, like, the public. But
I'll tell you why that job is important is when you start seeing multiple trailers for movies and one of them got you excited and one of them made you never want to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how they'll do, like, there'll be one trailer they run before 7 p.m., and then there'll be one they run after 7, and then there'll be one that makes you think it's a comedy, and then one that makes you think it's an action movie.
There's actually been, for me, that happens most often with really, really good R-rated comedies, where they have the regular, the Green Band trailer, that they can't show more than 45 seconds of the movie because it's all so raunchy.
Yeah.
And then, so you watch that and you're like, this doesn't, this looks dumb.
Yeah, it's like, Fuckballs the movie! And you're like, hey, Summer.
Yeah.
09.
Be there.
Well, things will happen.
But then you see the Red Band trailer and you're like, oh god, this movie is filthy and hilarious. Oh.
Right, yeah.
Well, like, and Step Brothers was like that.
Yeah. Step Brothers Semi-Pro was like that. Big time.
Semi-Pro was all based on that Will Ferrell long, drawn-out comedy that's like, it's Will Ferrell, like, holding his balls in pain and, like, screaming for 5 minutes, and you can't put that in a trailer. You know? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Oh! Oh, God! Oh! Yeah, that gag. Speaking of Step Brothers, I finally saw that two nights ago.
Yeah.
Last night.
With, what is that dude's name?
John C. Reilly.
Well, no, John C. Reilly, but the other guy,
Will Ferrell,
the douchebag brother.
Oh, I didn't know that guy. I've never seen him before.
He's in that show that Josh was talking about earlier. He's the main character.
No,
the catering show. What was it called again?
Oh, really?
Party Down.
Party Down.
Because that movie had catering in it.
That guy that's from the state.
Yeah, that dude is awesome. And when he's doing the whole like singing with his family in the car, they're singing Paradise
Sweet Child of Mine.
That whole scene is awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I love that.
I gotta say. We actually got this from Redbox, which are just those DVD vending machines.
Yeah, they're like in McDonald's.
By the way,
how does that work? Okay. I have no idea.
I'm gonna give you a little overview of this, because I actually approve this technology as a good transition. Close Blockbuster this year. Close it. Get rid of it. If they decide to rebrand themselves as digital distribution, they will fail. They've already failed at that once. They'll do it again. They're gone. There is no reason to physically go into a store with 10,000 movies, walk around it for 45 minutes, only to find out everything you want is checked out. Fuck that experience. Fuck it in the ass, okay? So Redbox is bridging that gap by basically making Coke machines with DVDs in them.
Right. And they only show you what's in the machine.
And there's 30 to choose from. And me, the wife and I were talking about this. When you walk into a Blockbuster and you don't like any of the new releases, you're then faced with the back catalog of 5,000 movies. You can't pick anything because you're like, oh, God. This is kind of meh, but this is kind of meh. Okay, I've got 90 meh choices. Fuck it, I'm not getting anything. You should leave.
Dude, it's funny. Doing it it's so funny wrong. Because I've had this conversation. I had this conversation this weekend, and I knew this was going to be your point. And it's funny you're even bringing this up. But after seeing Texas Chainsaw Massacre in theaters, the conversation was, I miss being a young kid and going to the video store Friday nights and having to make that choice. And it was a lot worse for me because when you go to a video store, they only have 3 copies of a videotape, and they're like, oh, they're all gone, and they're going to be gone until like Tuesday of next week.
Right. I hate that.
I loved that experience.
You're gay.
Because the experience opened me up to, all right, we're going to have to go find this other thing, which led me to movies like Faces of Death.
That's horrible.
Maximum Overdrive.
See, here's the thing is that I'm on Eli's side of this argument.
You're both wrong.
No, but there's...
Living with Mikey and doing bad movie night on a very regular basis...
That's not the same thing. I mean, when you want to entertained, like, I really want to see a good movie tonight, the idea that you can choose from any movie made in the last 30 years...
At no point do I ever go to Blockbuster with the intention of, I want to see a good movie tonight. Blockbuster is the store...
And you're using it for a different...
Blockbuster is the store that brings shit into my living room.
Fine, you've repurposed Blockbuster. You don't count in this
discussion. I don't really call it repurposing. That's pretty much all it's ever been good
for. But anyway, this is the point of my discussion here, is that I found that process terrifying.
Oh no, looking for good movies was horrible.
So you go to Redbox, and they've got 40 movies. If you don't like any of the 10 new releases, look at the other 10 pages of old ones.
Click, click, click,
and it's super easy to go... Yeah, between these 3 that I kind of want to see, I kind of want to see this one the most. Easy. It's $1.
Yeah.
You swipe your credit card, it spits out a movie, and if you bring it back in 24 hours, it's $1. And then it's $1 each day you keep it after that, and if you never bring it back, they eventually charge you for it.
Yeah.
But I think it was pretty good technology. They're at 7-Eleven around here. Every time we go to 7-Eleven, there's a line.
Like, yeah.
People seem to love it.
Yeah, they had them in McDonald's in Minneapolis, and I was just...
They got them at Walmart.
I would look at it, and my first thought was, that is so sad.
Mine too, honestly.
Yeah.
But then here's what happened to us. So we were between Netflixes.
Right.
We had sent one off the day before, and we haven't gotten a new one back yet.
Yeah.
And we ended up with a few hours of no baby time, and I was like, we need to watch a movie. We're obviously not going to go to Blockbuster.
Right.
And I'm like, let's try the vending machine.
Sure, why not?
And we got Step
novelty.
Brothers. Yeah, Step Brothers. And honestly, I'm glad I paid a dollar for it, because it wasn't great, but it was funny-ish. You know, it was funny enough to be amusing for 2 hours, I suppose. I can give that a solid, you know, 6.5 recommendation.
I was going to say, it's like a B-.
Yeah.
Because it has its moments, like the Minotaur scene.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is going on? And then you're like, oh, this is pretty
You don't
funny.
Want to turn it off.
The ending was pretty funny with the singing of that. I don't know what that song is that Will Ferrell sings.
Oh, he sings like an opera. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a famous opera.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
And then he's like on the drum set.
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes.
Which is great.
What's funny is that Will Ferrell played the singer in that, but John C. Reilly is actually a fantastic singer.
Well,
he's a really good singer.
And then somebody was, I think it was Denise, was asking, she's like, is he really playing drums? And I was like, I don't know. It really
he looked like he was.
Yeah, I was like, it looks like he, and in Walk Hard, it looks like he's playing guitar.
He was
like,
absolutely playing guitar in Walk Hard.
I think he's probably like one of those talented motherfuckers who's funny as shit, and he's just talented at everything.
My name's Derek Hatch. I'm going to play a song for you.
I just love,
I could watch that again right now.
Name like your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're best. Did we just become best friends?
I think we did. It's funny. I mean,
it's pretty good.
The premise is so ridiculous that you can't even really buy it.
The premise. Yeah, the premise was so stupid that it took this long for me to see it.
That there's 2 40-year-old men who act like they're 15.
Right, because I was like.
And their parents just so happened to get married.
It seemed very Ace Ventura to me.
And like, they happened to basically be the same dude.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't watch this. And then I watched it, and I was like, okay, this is pretty good.
One of the best scenes in that movie for me was watching them in their first sleepover when they're friends trying to ask their parents about the bunk beds. And it so perfectly captured 2 10-year-old boys trying to get permission to do something they know they're not supposed to do.
Right.
And the dad's like, You want to make your beds into bunk beds?
Yeah.
Do it. I don't care. You're adults. You can. So does that. So you're saying yeah?
So you're saying yes, right?
You're saying yeah? Is he saying yeah?
Yep.
You're saying yeah? Can we? Because, I mean, we'll be really good. And we'll.
So we can do this, right?
We can do it. Do it. I don't care. Go to bed. You have job interviews in the morning. Sweet. Best night ever.
Yeah, that whole sequence is awesome.
Most funnest night
and you
ever.
And you know what's going to happen. Like, it's so obvious the gag has been set up.
Yeah.
But when it happens.
And it was in the trailer.
Yeah, when it happens, it's still funny as shit because you're like.
You're like, because it's exactly what happens when someone's little brother gets hurt.
Yeah.
And you're running in like, oh my God, Dad, we need help. We need help, he's hurt and he's all his blood everywhere. I love that the doctor slaps his cut. What does it look like to you? Smack. And when they finally decide to get divorced, they're crying. What did we do? Is it our fault? It's a funny movie. I'd recommend it. Also, I didn't know it was an Apatow-produced movie.
Dude, he's got his hands in everything.
Yeah, he's got his hands up in everything.
His name is just associated with just about all those movies.
Quickly, we talked. Everyone saw the first picture they released from the Iron Man set.
Yeah, I want that shirt.
Oh, the glowy, glowy black shirt.
I thought it was a shirt at first, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, no, he's Iron Man. That's right.
Do you know how easy that would... I mean, I know people did it, but you know how easy and great of a Halloween costume that would be?
Yeah.
Because you can buy those circular case lights. You could just tape off the parts that need to shine, and...
I really...
Hook it up to a 9-volt.
If I get more free time here, which it looks
like
I'm
going... Set your shirt on fire while you're wearing it.
How do you get more free time? Do you have to then lose your non-job?
Right.
Would you have to be homeless?
Right. I want to make, like, a Mark 1 for Halloween. That'd be awesome.
Oh, the full-on suit?
That's fucking ambitious, dude.
Fucking, well, like...
What, out of foam rubber?
No, like, no, he's going to tear apart the grill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of fucking kegs.
Kegs? You can make it out of kegs and some sheet metal.
Okay. Dude, be that big of a deal. Dude, as soon as you start, just let me know, because I'm going to crack a beer and watch.
Yeah, it'll just be 600 pounds when you're done.
But
he's going to cut his arm off or something.
I'm just going to play like
I
want to
be there when it happens.
I'm going to play the music from the soundtrack from Iron Man.
Right.
You're building it.
Dun-dun. Right.
Dun-dun.
Yeah, actually...
Dun-dun. Do you have to then break out of your garage
I'm
with a
flamethrower? I'm going to take a hammer and nail, and I'm actually going to drive it into your chest to where it's just touching your heart.
Right.
To give you the proper, you know, oomph. to get it done.
Right.
So they show the scene, the classic scene of Tony surrounded by all the different armors, which just, I want to see this. Also, if you ever follow...
in my pants.
If you follow Money, what's Money Baby's name?
Money Penny?
You're some Money Baby, you don't even know it. What's his name?
Fabro.
Oh.
If you follow his Twitter, he's like, fucking Tony's in the suit. It's fucking awesome. Like, I love that. I love that.
His posts are pretty funny.
I don't even want to talk about this. They're making another Spawn movie. Eat shit.
Next.
Deleted. All right, mail sack time.
Yay.
Oh my god, we're already at 2 hours. We gotta blaze
through this along.
You remember that one time we were like, hey, we should keep these to 90 minutes. And then one, we did it once.
Yes.
And then...
Yes, maybe.
2 hours worth.
Two.
No.
Probably
three,
not.
Zero
three,
times.
Not.
Africa.
20% chance.
Magellan.
Only the first time.
Fourth. Yes, but he wasn't totally racist.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. At the halfway point in the podcast, I'd like to remind you to check out store.hijinxandsue.com.
Thank you, Jesus!
And vault.hijinxandsue.com if you want to get in on the post-show goodness.
Can you just make a Thank You, Jesus t-shirt for me?
That says Thank You, Jesus? Who says that?
That was Kurt Warner after he won the Super Bowl like a few years back. Because he's super religious. And, of course, the first thing he says...
Wait. Hang on. A football player is super religious? Hang on.
Bum, bum, bum!
Wait a second.
Dude, it's just like in Fight Club when you realize that he was the other dude. You're like, holy shit.
Oh my god.
No, the reason why it's weird is because he's white. So that is kind of weird that he's super religious.
That is the wrongest thing you've ever said.
No.
How have you ever been so that wrong before?
Dude, athletes are not super religious. They're extremely like materialistic.
Well, they're super fake religious. Like,
no, they're not. You're thinking like another sport. You're thinking You're thinking like basketball.
This is a stupid conversation. Let's move on. Speaking of football, did you? I watched that video of the Cowboys training center exploding,
like collapsing.
I was right near there when that happened.
Yeah,
you could have
been killed.
Cowboys training center was basically a giant tent, and the wind just blew it over. And by giant, I mean like seven football fields.
I just read a thing on CNN.
It's
they found out that one dude's
field.
Paralyzed.
Huh?
It's one football field.
No, it's not just one tent with a football field under it. It was like multiple tents.
It's
one football field.
With a football
there
field.
Were multiple structures from the aerial shot.
No. Because it fell over sideways. It's one football
field.
But
shit was still standing when they were doing the helicopter shots.
No, it's one football field. It's 100 yards.
Nah, whatever.
With a little bit of extra around the edges.
How do you not know what football is, Joel? Come on.
Yeah, there's an article on CNN. One of the dudes that fell is paralyzed.
I drove past it one time.
Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah,
is he a football player?
No, he was a scout.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Dude, it was free. It scared the shit
Thank you, Jesus!
Well, it scared the shit out of me because I was thinking, like, if I'm on a photography gig, because the dudes that really got hurt were the dudes that were, like, in scaffoldings that are, like, 30 feet off
the
ground.
Why were they up there?
To photograph.
They were filming down onto the field.
Oh,
they,
that sucks.
They photographed
the whole thing
filmed.
Was just this massive scaffolding with a tent draped over it.
It's like
a dumb idea.
It's like what bands do or whatever. They do that so they can say, like, look, this is what you're doing wrong. Let me show you, like, the Madden view. And that dude, those dudes rode down, like, they went riding down with it. And in one of the videos...
So, as they're falling down, they've got their telestrator, and they're like, you can see what I'm doing here as I'm falling, and I...
Yeah, one of the dudes, they show one of the guys getting...
I can't get up.
They show one of the dudes getting out of that, and I'm thinking, like, holy fuck. Because he had, like, a big-ass, like, one of those big-ass cameras, like, the over-the-shoulder kind.
Oh, I bet he lost that camera.
And I was like, no, it's funny. If you watch those dudes, they are, like, totally protective. They're like, fuck it, here, hold the camera.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
I'm not worth $1 million.
Yeah.
That thing's worth, like, $300,000.
Okay, so first question.
Yeah, he totally broke the camera's fall. It's cool.
Greg 2.0 says, I recently finished watching almost all of the Star Trek series, and although they each hold a special place in my heart, I've noticed they all end on a weak note, or at least most of them do. My question is, which series finale do you think was the best? Which was the worst?
Okay.
TOS doesn't count, right?
Okay. I have a confession to make.
Okay, what?
I've only seen two Star Trek finales. That's
how?
TNG.
Okay. That's the best.
Right. Well, yeah. And Enterprise, because it was on at your house one day.
Oh, that's the worst.
And you were still fucking watching that shit.
Oh, that was bad.
With the Dawson's Creek intro?
At the end of, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to close my eyes. Sorry, what?
For our space to be explored, I want to know right now. What's that in space? Do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do. Oh my god, shut up.
On a very special
space
Enterprise.
Is hold.
Spock, are you using drugs?
Spock.
You can't tell me how to live my life. I have space AIDS.
That's her talking to her
mom. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
I have triple disease. So, I have space AIDS. Watching you daub your eye constantly is very distracting. Can you just get a cup and just drain into it?
Hey, you know what? This is fucking annoying for me, too.
If I stick a needle in your eye, can I just...
Can you, like, lance it? Or like...
Wow.
Yeah, here, let me just get that for you.
I've got an angle grinder out there if you want me to go grind some metal into your eye. Just like,
it'll balance it out.
That'd be great. Maybe just get a nice...
You know, waterboarding is not torture. Angle grinding shards of metal into a guy's eye is... That would be bad. Okay, so...
I'm pretty sure you could probably smooth out the little rough patch I've got with that.
DS9's finale was a bit of a cop-out in the way that Battlestars was. They finally turned... I mean, they set up Sisko to be Jesus in the first episode,
wasn't
obviously.
A cop-out.
Yeah. You didn't watch DS9?
No, I'm seeing Battlestar.
Sure. They end up making him Jesus. They end up sending him to heaven. And he leaves saying that he'll be back someday. And it's just a little bit too predictable.
What?
Sisko was Jesus.
I missed that part.
And they send him to heaven to live with God. And
I've
he
seen
tells
only
his friends and family he'll be back someday.
I've only seen a scattering of a DS9
scat.
And Voyager.
And
yes, scat. I did
the
see
guy
the scat
that plays
episode.
Sisko. The guy that arc was weird. The scat arc, but the guy that plays Sisko,
like Tub Girl, is that a scat arc?
Uh huh. Yeah, same. He was actually really pissed off at the finale because he had just gotten his wife pregnant like two episodes earlier.
Oh,
and he was very pissed off at how that they were portraying a black man leaving his wife to raise their son. That pissed him off really bad.
Whatever, fucking touchy parents. As soon as they have a kid, suddenly they're like sensitive about all that bullshit.
So,
I don't know, abortion jokes are tasteless, whatever.
I don't think there was anything wrong with TNG's ending. I thought it was fucking great.
I thought it was fantastic.
I mean, if you think about the
future
fact,
Data was just like, what?
Yeah. And oddly enough, not as fat as Data was when he died. How do robots get fat? Oh, okay, sorry.
yeah, we're just going to ignore it. Star Trek 10.
Oil. Too much oil.
Too much robot oil?
Yeah.
Oil can.
Mom's friendly robot oil.
Right.
So they begin the series with Q putting Picard on trial for the crimes of humanity.
Yeah.
And they end the series with him winning.
Yeah.
7 years later. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
He proves that humans deserve to be in the universe.
Closure.
Yeah. You realize the paradox. I also... It really displayed... Patrick Stewart's range, maybe better than any other episode. Like him as an old doddering fool,
like in the grape vineyard.
Yes,
like that. Yeah, it's been forever since I've seen
it. Stuff.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
God, actually, that makes me want to actually watch Wolverine because I heard the de-aging they did on him was horrible.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like embarrassingly
good in
bad.
X2,
which is so it's X3.
X3, yeah. It was good in that.
It like they like pioneered that technique in X3. It should be better than that now.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he did 20 years ago.
I'm sure,
it was fucking weird.
Patrick Stewart, though, in that the other thing that was great was that was the episode that set up the fact that Worf was banging Deanna, and then they never went anywhere with that.
Well,
TOS didn't have a finale, which got canceled.
It was just done.
So, I don't know if that really counts. I mean, it had a final episode, but it wasn't meant to be a finale. And Enterprise was terrible.
Well, no. Actually, I'm going to say TOS had a finale. It was called Star Trek VI, and it was awesome!
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
That might be the best one.
Yeah, but the question is
it was
best.
Fucking great.
Oh, and worst.
Yeah.
Enterprise was by far the worst.
Long question.
They did, like, hey, we kind of got canceled, and we really need to wrap this up with the forming of the Federation, so flash forward 10 years in the future, and then have Jonathan Frakes watching home movies, basically, on the holiday.
Yeah. We're just going to retcon the entire show we filmed
terrible.
And say it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. None of this was canon, folks. Move along.
I don't consider Enterprise to be canon in the Star Trek universe
Star Trek doesn't consider Enterprise to be canon. Terrible. Like, that's why they did that.
And DS9 was just so super preachy and having Sisko Jesus. So I guess the order goes Star Trek VI, best, TNG...
Awesome.
DS9, and then Enterprise needed dick, and then TOS didn't have one.
Wait, was Voyager in there anyway?
Oh, Voyager's finale!
You're like, oh, I don't even remember Voyager's finale.
Voyager's finale did kind of the same thing. They flash forward to the future, and they send back double bitch Janeway to save...
Double plus ungood.
Single bitch. Yeah, double plus ungood Janeway to save single malt bitch Janeway.
Is he dead?
Somebody just posted that the feet is dead.
Oh. I don't know, maybe.
No?
Are we still dead? Can you guys see us? Are we here?
No, it's back. Fine.
Whatever. We're recording?
Keep going.
We're live?
Always press record.
The idea that Janeway was such a colossal whore of a cunt, and that they put two of her on the screen, and they both thought the other one was a colossal cunt.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. See, that's because it's you. You're horrible. You should kill yourself.
No, it's you.
You're a bad person. You should die. And I do like, however, that old-ass Janeway was like, "You, Catherine, you bitch. You had so many opportunities to get these motherfuckers home. Why didn't you just take them home, you fucking bitch?" And then they killed the Borg. Like, for good. That was Ka-caw, stupid, boom. Too. That one ranks somewhere in the bottom middle-ish area. Next question is from... that was a misplaced quote. Next question... Unfortunately, Denise isn't here, but Dr. Pepper asks, "Do you guys know anyone who had to take the U.S. citizenship test?" Yes, Denise. Apparently, you need to answer 6 out of 10 questions they ask you correctly, and they can choose from 100. His assumption is that the Japanese would get questions like, "Who was the first president?" and "What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?" These are real questions. While Mexicans might get, "How many amendments are there to the Constitution?" and "Name all of the writers of the Federalist Papers."
Wow.
Those are all real questions.
I'm so glad I'm not Mexican.
He wants to know if we can answer any of these. I would wager no.
No, dude. George Washington, bro.
Oh, you're in.
Bro Hams.
Gotta get 5 more.
Yeah? Dude, the ocean on the west.
All right, here, I'm going to put them up.
I bet it's the Indian.
I think it's the Baltic Sea.
I thought
it
was the salt.
Of balls.
Isn't it Salt Lake City?
Saltwater ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt Lake is on the west coast.
Okay. Don't look at this. I'm asking you now. What is the supreme law of the land? That sounds like a question from Bartertown.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Good enough. Apparently the answer is the Constitution. I thought it was busted
no.
Face the wheel.
No. You'll never take
I thought
my
it
guns.
Was... no, wait.
My cold dead hands.
I thought it was whatever happens in the past happens...
No, whatever happens
in what happens
in Vegas America,
stays
whatever
in
happens
Vegas.
In America stays in America.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is.
So technically, you didn't happen in America, so you can't stay in America.
What does the Constitution do?
It constitutes.
Excellent. Number 3.
Boosh.
The idea of self-government is in the first 3 words of the Constitution. What are these?
Bing.
We the people. Oh, I
that
hit my buzzer
incorrect.
First.
God damn it.
Your buzzer is broken. Number 4. What is an amendment?
It's when you change something.
Excellent. Number 5. You're close. You're getting close to citizenship.
It's pretty sweet.
What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
That's the Bill of Rights.
It is.
Boosh.
I would also accept the Bill of Tasty Deliciousness and the Bill of Boosh.
Yeah.
What is the one right or freedom from the First Amendment? What is one of the rights or freedoms from the First Amendment?
8 pieces for $4.99.
Yes. Yes. And if they are out... You get to shoot them.
I have the right to...
With your Second Amendment.
No, if they're out, you actually have to deal with the 9 pieces for $9.99.
Right, exactly.
Or if you have a Second Amendment gun, you can shoot them.
I can do
it. Depends. Only Republicans get that.
How many amendments does the Constitution have? No one could ever answer
42.
This. No. You could guess numbers, you would never get it.
Bing.
69.
4 pieces?
Correct. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
It declared our independence, bitch.
Eli, you didn't buzz in.
They invented
what is the buzzing?
They invented a holiday.
Yes, yes. July.
It was a firework.
They
it was a firework
a day
holiday.
To July, and invented the firework.
They called it the 4th.
It's true. I'm not going to go there. What is the economic system of the United States?
Oh, I got this one.
Yes.
Failure.
Yeah, excellent.
Bing. Perfect. Spicy.
That incorrect. Deduction of 12 points. What is the rule of law? This is from Bartertown. It's Busted Deal. Oh, man, it's Busted Deal, Face the Wheel.
What?
Next.
Busted Deal, Face the Wheel! That's the law in Bartertown!
And then a midget rides a giant retard and beats your ass. The end. Yeah, most of these nobody can answer.
Yeah, okay.
Moving on.
Next.
No real person, at least. Let's see. I asked you to clarify this question. I don't think you did. Oh, you did. Drum says, "I keep reading about old people thinking they're inventing new forms of media, but they're really just inventing new genres within existing forms." Okay, and I asked him to clarify what the fuck he's talking about. He says, When they started making interactive Laserdisc, everyone involved thought that was so great. Additionally, every few years someone comes along and thinks they've just invented a storytelling medium kind of similar to video games, and it turns out to be an engine. I don't understand the question.
I'm confused.
Okay, moving on. I think he's saying people are taking credit for existing ideas, but I don't understand the examples. I don't know what he's talking about. And he's in the forum. I mean, he's going to explain it to me, but I'm just not going to understand.
Right.
Okay, moving
the
on.
The answer is Shakespeare. Who is...
Oh, too late.
Bill
Judges?
Yeah, Shakespeare.
Sorry. Judges?
Wait. Shakespeare?
No, it's...
They accepted that once.
Oh, because it sounds like a question?
Because it was asked in the form of a question that the kid... It was a college... Jeopardy.
So that's what happens when Stephen Hawking puts a question mark at the end of his answers, like, what is Shakespeare?
Yeah, Shakespeare. Nah. No, it's got the little pitch bend wheel on it. Shakespeare.
It's got a gliss on it, so it's like, Shakespeare.
Can we pass that through a sawtooth now?
Yeah. Wow. I want... You know when he goes home, he's like, hook up the synthesizer, Martha, or whatever her name is. And he's like, I need a peanut butter sandwich.
Is he actually just singing peanut butter jelly?
He's actually
peanut butter jelly.
He sounds like T-Pain when he's at home. He's like, California.
What, he's like, his thing's a theremin?
He's got a vocoder. No, he's got a vocoder instead of his normal speech processor. He hooks it up to effects pedals. It's complicated.
That he can't use? What?
Yes.
What? So he's like the guy from Def Leppard.
No, nothing at all. Are you that stupid?
With one arm?
How does he have effects pedals? This is going to fuck with
my
head.
Listen.
Does he have like a straw that he can press? I have a very long straw.
Obviously. Mr. World says, since everyone else in the podcast has a beard except Denise, and who I'm not saying she doesn't, is she jealous she can't have one? Would a prosthetic help her feel like she fits in?
We should get her...
What was that?
Oh my god. We should get her a Merkin.
Yes.
What was that Lonely Island thing with the dudes with the beards? What was that called?
Castaway.
Oh, Castaway.
The award for best beard goes to...
That show is so wonderful.
Please, and he says, this is the real question, please give a history of your beards.
Eli,
is there a tale to tell?
I actually...
You're what, six?
Wait. Yeah.
Six
or seven?
Yeah. I was 32...
Right.
No, that's a joke. I actually have a photo of my very first beard. I was very proud.
I was 13. I was forced to shave in junior high because I had grown
edge clippers.
I grew out like a mustache and beard.
But
stash.
Was it like the Mexi stash with like, you know, one hair every 4 inches?
No, it was starting to kind of grow out like a lot.
Mm.
And the vice principal was like, "We don't allow that." And I was like, "It's not me. It's your god." Like, making this happen. He's like, you need to shave that shit. Tomorrow you shave your fucking shit off. And I was like, god damn it.
I was looking so cool. I was going to pull some serious trim with this stash.
Well, no. You shave it when you're young, at a young age.
It hurts.
It hurts. And your lips. Well,
your lip breaks out,
Your
too.
Lips are like all red.
Mm-hmm.
Super red. Because that whole area is like super like
I've been there,
not
buddy.
Tanned.
I've been there, buddy.
But yeah, that was the first time I had to do that. But I started growing out a beard.
You didn't have a beard when I met you. You were fresh-faced.
About
like a newborn babe.
Four years ago.
You know how last week I was talking about GeoCities without me?
Mm-hmm.
I found photos from the first FTX.
Oh, yeah.
On my GeoCities site.
Dude, yeah.
You've lost weight.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. I've lost a lot of weight.
Hey, you didn't have a beard then.
I didn't have a beard.
You had a flesh beard.
It was a very, very big dude. But yeah, I started growing this out like 4 or 5 years ago. Because I was like, I'm not going to shave this until we finish the game.
Yeah, and then it was 6 inches long.
Right.
Which was terrifying.
Yeah, it was...
If anybody wants to see photos,
they're
on your Flickr.
I miss the Fidel Castro look, really.
Yeah, and it was funny, because every time I go to a con, people recognize me. They're like, hey, you were here last time, like, last week. And I was like, yeah, there was a con last week, and I was here. They're like, yeah, I remember your beard. But yeah, I just...
I had almost the same story. I started growing a goatee when I was 16. My mom once, I think when I was like 13, my mom made me shave for the first time because we were going to church and God didn't want to see hair on my lip, apparently.
Yeah, he's not.
And I was like, I can't just shave it. It'll hurt. What the fucking bathroom, but shave it!
Never saw Jesus with a clean shave.
I shaved it and I fucking bled like crazy and my whole lips were like raw and like puffed up and numb and red. And I'm like, this looks a lot better. Thanks. Looks a lot better than a few stray hairs.
Appreciate it.
So starting about 15 or 16, I started growing a goatee, but you weren't allowed to have them at my school. So I would slyly, like, I had really long hair. If I was in the hall, I would put my hair down in my face and, like, because most of my teachers didn't give a shit, but if the principal saw you, they'd, like, make you shave there
with
a dry razor.
What?
They would give you a razor and a sink.
What the f...
And make you shave.
That's communist.
It's fucked up, man.
It is communist.
I ended up making it through most of my last year of high school with the goatee.
Yeah.
And then when I finally graduated from a different school, I thought I told this story already, but they made me shave the beard to graduate, and I ended up with... I ended up with fucking... I had a Lincoln at the time, kind of like I do now, but yeah. I ended up with sideburns and a mustache and looked like a porn star. It looked ridiculous.
Sweet, but that's how you graduated.
Because my mustache grew slower than my beard at that time.
Right, yeah.
Also... Another beard story, my mustache didn't touch my beard, didn't meet until maybe 3, 4, or 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And so I used to grow the ends of my mustache longer to touch the beard.
I remember doing that.
And then, like, the wind would blow, and it would, like, get in my mouth, and, like, yeah. Looked ridiculous.
Yeah, that's great.
Also,
half
my neck didn't grow a beard until I was, like, 20.
So you had to shave half of a neck to keep the neck?
I had, like, perfectly clean neck on this side and, like, stubble on this side.
Nice.
It's terrible.
That's awesome. I actually just posted my very first beard in the chat.
If you're just tuning in, this is Beard Talk Live.
Yeah.
Beard Talk.
Beard Talk. It's on NPR, Beard Talk Live.
Beard Talk.
Does anybody want to share stories about their beards?
I like beards.
I met
enjoy the feel of the scruff against my thighs.
It's
right across the chode. It's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I met a refugee beard in South Africa.
Oh, really? And, did you rescue
him? Were you
doing
relief work there?
No, I had diplomatic immunity.
Did you know actually black people weren't allowed to grow beards until 1973?
I was talking about the gay partner beards. He was a refugee.
Oh,
is that not what we're talking about?
That is beard chat, which comes on after this show.
Right. Wait, who is Tom Cruise married to again?
Beardy McGee.
Whatever.
So
beards.
What did you just post in the chat? Your first beard picture?
Yeah.
Where is it? Show it to me.
God damn it. Wrong. Can you not scroll?
I don't see it anywhere. They must have been eating it up too quick.
There. That was actually taken on a nude beach outside of Rome.
And that's all you were wearing is your beard? Oh, this is recent.
That's a couple years ago.
You didn't have a goatee or anything?
No. I had a goatee before, but that's all I could grow. That was the first time that it went ear to ear.
Because this was like when your body finally accepted that you were gay. And so it was like,
I'm going to do you a favor here. You need this.
Listen, they're not going to fully accept him until he can hair it up. So let's go ahead.
So yeah.
Do gay guys like take extra like testosterone injections in their face if they can't grow beards?
I have no idea.
I need to grow a beard, but I won't be accepted by my beard peers.
Oh, fuck that, man. I'll take the injection like right in my chest. Right there.
Gross.
Yeah, let's move on.
Chest hair is the worst.
Yes, absolutely.
If you really want to get into it and you know, like hair.
We out. You're gonna pick your button, dude. Calm down. Did you know that most? This is actually not just racist. It's also true.
Moses had a beard.
That most Native Americans can't grow facial hair.
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, until we showed up, and by we,
no, I mean,
I
they just can't.
Right.
Like some do. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying most don't.
Right.
Also, this is just racist, but I think Asian guys with beards looks creepy.
Yeah, I can see that. Yes, I will confirm that.
I will agree.
Did you know? Now, this is science, not racism. I got to clarify these. Uh-huh. That white people's hair is cylindrical. African-American hair is mostly flat. And Asians is actually like hexagonal
super
or pyramid.
Right.
Pyramid, like triangle.
They have geometric hair.
Yeah.
Right.
It's fractal. That's why they're good at math.
It's fractal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's actually why it lays.
It's the math is actually spilling out of
their
head.
Why it looks
the code,
so good.
The code is in the hair.
Because of the shape, it's like strands.
Well, it's like how a diamond refracts light and becomes beautiful.
Yeah.
That's how they get that extra sheen.
Mm-hmm. Like in Superman 3.
That's also how it stands up when they power up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's,
yeah. Like in Lord of the Rings 2.
It's over 9,000!
Yeah, it's just like that. That was just racist, I want to clarify. That was no longer science. That was just racism.
Right. Like in Gladiator.
But racism is a science.
It is. No, no.
Oh, like in...
it is an art. It is beauty to behold.
Yes, just like real science.
Yeah.
Just like in pure genius.
Right. Yeah, just like in pure genius real science.
Just like weird science.
Electric boogaloo.
Just like weird science.
Right.
Two. All right, moving on. Arnot says, Arnonaut, I recently finished watching HBO's Generation Kill. I recommend it to everyone. It got me thinking about the fictionalization of adaptation of war as entertainment. Do any of you have any all-time favorite war movies or series? Also, which war has given us the most entertaining fictions?
World War II
is pretty much a no-brainer.
Has the most.
That.
Well, because
it's the one that's been dramatized and glorified.
Hitler captured everyone's imagination.
It's the classic good versus evil. Like a real iconic evil.
Yeah. And ultimate evil versus mostly good.
Right. Band of Brothers is like a tremendous series.
Excellent. The new Pacific one is supposed to be coming out like this year, I think.
It's good because
I can't wait.
It's good because it definitely takes you to that period because it is very much like, hey, you know, a bunch of dudes and you're off to war. And you're just gonna have to deal with it. And it's interesting because it has a lot more to do with the story of the people that are amongst the fight and not so much about the war itself. I mean,
it's more interesting to me to see the human side. We all know the facts behind it, and we all know that it's really easy to say, 50,000 troops this way. But looking at three troops, for instance,
right,
and how fucking terrible it is for them, then that's pretty interesting.
That was like a phenomenal show, I thought. I mean, it was good to see like that sort of the military put in that light, I guess, of the humanistic stuff. I watched Generation Kill and it made me just sad because I was like, wow, that seems pretty accurate. I mean, I respect the military for what they do, but watching that show, you're like, wow, I don't know how the Marine, like people who are Marines that are, I mean, because they basically need you to be insane if you're a Marine. I don't see how those people can like, well, no, I'm talking about Marines.
Are you quantifying his, like, are you backing him up with evidence, or are you refuting his claim?
No, I'm
evidence.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, but, and my dad was a Marine, too. Yeah.
I have it on good authority from most of my relatives that my dad was a pretty cool dude before he went to the Marines.
I think it's safe to say
Marines
that
don't have a
without
place
using
in
the
our
word
world.
Brainwashing, that it involves reprogramming. I don't think anyone would refute that.
No, they are Marines to the day they die.
Yeah, the goal of the military is to turn you into something you aren't when you get there.
Well, no. It's different from the Marines, which is different in Generation Kill. Because my brother was in the Army for almost like 12 years.
He's an evil robot.
He's out. No, he's pretty much perfectly fine. The Army is so much
except
different.
For the night terrors.
The Army is so much different than the Marines. Because the Marines, they are all about kill, 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 kill.
Yeah. And they're elite weapons.
That's why it's actually called Generation Kill, because all they want to do in that show is like, why the fuck are we not killing people? Like, we should be fucking
that's
shit
how
up.
That's how Jarhead was.
Right.
We came out here to fucking kill dudes, and we haven't killed a single dude!
That movie was so good and so depressing.
Very sad.
Well, yeah, and that's the and
we
Generation
stole art
Kill's
from
like
that movie.
But, we stole the crispy dude in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah, the crispy dude and, like, best smoke columns ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that movie's beautiful.
I think
shot.
Second runner-up for most entertainment is going to be Vietnam, just because the entire concept of Vietnam was such a clusterfuck.
Well, I don't know.
Entertainment, as in Vietnam movies, have the best soundtrack.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you got to admit, the Vietnam scenes from Forrest Gump was good filmmaking, was high-quality entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Full Metal Jacket, good entertainment, except for when they actually got to Nam.
But I forgot. I always forget that
Jane
is in that movie, and he looks the same.
Yeah.
No, he's
weird.
Ageless. From like age 17 until today, he's the same
like
guy.
What's his name from Lost? The
he's
Asian
Richard
scientist.
Albert.
No, yeah, well, he's the scientist that's showing up.
Yeah, that's true because Platoon was very like interesting. And so like Deer Hunter and Apocalypse Now, made for like
dude. I need to see
really,
Deer Hunter. I have actually not seen Deer Hunter all the way through. I need to see that movie so bad.
Yeah, it's one
it's
of the.
It's gonna be okay, Nikki. It's gonna be okay. You do it. You pull the trigger, then you pull it.
It's one of those movies, yeah. But that's like where they took like the idea of war and like pushed it, like to make it like
in the chat room. They're going ow, the mouth,
with Frank being around, Frank taking bets. Yeah, I met all these guys in NAMM. You were there like 2 weeks ago on a business trip. You did not.
Yeah, you weren't in NAMM.
But Yeah, I don't know, Band of Brothers. Oh, and obviously Saving Private Ryan, which is like a phenomenal piece of film. I was actually pretty disturbed in the first couple minutes when I saw it in the theater.
So if you had to pick the best representations of modern warfare, I think Black Hawk Down would be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Black Hawk Down is probably the quintessential.
Very well done.
Like, yeah. I read the book, and I was like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I saw the movie, and was like...
We saw Black Hawk Down at a birthday party, and they let... It was someone's apartment, and they let us use the movie theater room, which, if your apartment doesn't have one, you should move.
Right.
Because it's basically a really nice home theater set up with crazy surround sound.
Yeah.
What a great way to see that movie.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, to me, that's better than the real theater.
Right.
You know, 10 seats, screens right in front of your face.
At Gearbox, we had a big outing to go for, like, a matinee show one morning, so we were basically the only people in the theater.
Yeah, and we watched Black Hawk Down.
That is the only theater-going experience where... When the credits rolled, I was so pumped up and hyped up. I was like, fuck yeah, let's join the army. I want to kill some shit. Like, that is the only time I've ever had
It was super depressing.
Hang sort on. Of, like, wait. Weird emotional thing. Wait. But what are you?
Okay. What?
What?
It wasn't, like...
The guy died and, like, you know, shit was
sad.
No.
That was totally, like, watching him die, I actually felt, like, super awkward in the theater.
Well,
like,
yeah, but...
Watching that dude bleed out was that was horrifying. Hard to watch.
But it's still, like, Josh is right in the sense of that, because the camaraderie about that movie, when... What's his face at the very end? Eric Bana gives the whole speech at the end of like, I'm going back.
When he turns into the Hulk.
I'm going back out there, and they're like, and Obi-Wan's like, why the fuck are you going?
And he's
like,
because you won't like me when I'm angry.
Well, and he's
like, all right, may the force be.
When he explains the whole like, when he explains the reason why he's in the military and says like, I do it because like A, someone's got to do it, and B, I do it because of the other dudes that are involved in this, like. I do this to get their back.
Nothing's going to happen during this podcast where I'm going to end up wrist deep in your thigh holding on to your life and then go, look, I just can't do it, and then have to let go.
And then, like, I tore it.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I dropped it.
Yeah, can we get some morphine over here? It's somebody just hold this kid's hand. I got to go.
Yeah, I'm out of here. You won't like me when I'm the Hulk.
Wait,
so
when I bled out on the table.
Yeah.
Speaking of Obi-Wan... I shouldn't even say this. I watched episode four,
right?
New Hope on high def Spike because it came on and you have to watch it. Other than the laughable reinsertions of
Jabba
into Jabba scenes,
sure,
where his body like strangely morphs and jumps over the tail and like, my tail, ah! Okay, listen. I get it, Lucas. I get it. You're changing shit. You're trying to make shit different. Okay. You could have at least gone with some of the facts from the first movie instead of just making them. Every single thing Obi-Wan says, every line he has in that movie from first line on screen till death is completely betrayed by the facts they later show in the series.
Sure, yeah.
Everything he says.
Uh-huh.
It's completely ignored.
It's shtick.
If you take the fact that he's like, no, your father was killed by Luke Skywalker, okay, or by Darth Vader. That I get that. That's like, you know, no, he's lying to protect you. But then everything else he says, the details, specificity.
I actually have a map of where we were at.
I'm serious, dude. It's like back in the left. The fragrant. Stuff of the thing.
The fragrance?
It's so terrible.
What's happening?
It's so bad what he did to that franchise.
Turn it into me. Go.
Okay.
Can we get a pew? Thank you.
Moving on.
Oh, boy. We're so late.
Hunt for Gollum. We already talked about it. Thanks, Melkor. What time is it? How long have we gone? Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes, no, maybe, no. Maybe. Yes. Not sure. Probably in about 3 weeks.
Rod Ayers says, some friends and I were discussing possible but ill-chosen live-action film versions of video games. We decided that if only because it is a prerequisite for the apocalypse, a live-action version of Sonic the Hedgehog must be made. At some point...
Sonic the Hedgehog! They have to use a song from the cartoon.
With Jaleel White?
They have to. Oh, God.
We concluded that the only logical choice for Dr. Robotnik was Will Ferrell. Although, in a Dark Knight ripoff, they could use Philip Seymour Hoffman. My question, who would be your choice to slip into the blue costume and play Sonic? Wow. I don't know, I thought Jaleel White did a pretty good job.
That's
Elijah Wood.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's... Vin Diesel is Sonic.
No, it would be what's his face from Terminator like, or
get the
Transformers.
Fuck off my rings.
Be what's his face from Transformers? Douchey McDouche.
Peter Cullins.
Oh, Douchehole. Oh. Douchehole McGee.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Boofy.
Douche Splash.
Douche Splash. Splish Douche.
Yeah. Oh God! What the fuck is that?
Boof McGee.
No! That guy.
Bushku. Elijah Bushku.
Yep.
Beef. The beef. She the beef.
Brutus the beefcake.
Oh yeah, there we
Brutus
go.
Brutus the barber beefcake.
Right.
Shia the beefcake.
Right. There you go.
The end. Good answer. Good answer.
Oh my God! Why?
Brian says, "Have any of you ever seen The Wire? It was an HBO series done by the guys who did Generation Kill.
It's a cop show."
At least originally, but done with equal time for the drug dealers. Oh, this is it's based in Baltimore, and Baltimore is like chief export is drugs.
Right.
Period. It's like the only thing, it's the only reason there is a Baltimore.
I want to watch
this. By the way, I'm making my Comic-Con premiere at Baltimore, yeah. So hopefully I will not get killed by a drug dealer.
I have been desperately trying to avoid The Wire spoilers for years.
Yeah,
because you want to see it someday.
Because I really want to see it.
I've done a pretty good job.
I've heard that it's really awesome. I did
they
watch...
show it from multiple angles. Like he says, for example, you see how the cop's decisions affect the mayor and how his reactions affect the drug addicts and blah, 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 blah. I heard that the whole thing is like shot from, you know, everyone's different perspective. So, yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
But yeah.
Now, I watched a single episode of it, and I didn't really understand it, but then every single person I know that's seen it has been like, it's the best show that's ever been made. So
he also posted some YouTube links to some scenes if anybody wants to get familiar with it. I would take it under consideration. I've heard nothing but good things about it. Mikey Finn. Moving on. Bacon question. We can't take up time with that.
Bacon? Like...
Bacon. Okay. I googled bacon hybrids and bacon infusions and found bacon beer. What other meats would you like to see beer from? Pork chops, maybe?
Pork chops and applesauce.
Pork chop sandwiches?
Yeah.
We're all going to fucking die! Pork chop sandwiches!
That sounds good.
John Dark says, what's off limits comedically? I've noticed that you guys never have a breaking point unless it's someone you know, care about, and are or afraid of. Is there any topic that you won't joke about, or are you of the mind that either everything is funny or nothing is?
Everything is funny.
Everything is funny.
The only limit is whenever Joel like gives me the look that says, shut the fuck up and do not say the word on the air.
I let you say it off the air because, you know, there's none of them here. But, listen.
Well, yeah, we're in, people? Like...
Listen.
The burbs.
Everything is funny, period. Or at least it can be in the right context, I think. I think, like, for instance, comedians that make a career out of trying to shock people with their choice of words, that's not funny. It's funny the first time. It's not funny the second time. But I really don't think there's any reason to say, no, you can't joke about gay people. Can't joke about black people. Can't joke about death and disease and AIDS and war.
The murdering of unborn children.
That's hilarious.
That is fucking comedy gold.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely.
It's like dinosaurs. Yeah.
What?
It's funny.
Dude, dinosaurs why are you making fun of dinosaurs? That shit's real.
That's not funny. Never forget.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Dude, their whole fucking civilization was wiped out.
Never forget.
Okay? That was fucking genocide.
Made tiny arms.
From space.
Tiny space arms. Dinosaurs.
I wonder if dinosaurs are racist towards each other.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do those fucking ankylosauruses, man? Yeah. Fucking
you know
short,
what? You just stay over
shits.
There. You just stay on your side of the forest.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Archaeopteryx
you see the stream?
Comes flying around.
The stream is a line. Yeah. You do not cross the line.
Like, they don't want to deal, but they know that, like, all the brachiosaurs are the ones that have the convenience stores, and they're like, we have to go there. I fucking am.
Can I get some Skittles and a pack of Cools?
Yeah. And
would you like anything else?
Could you hand them to me? I mean, you know, Tyrannosaurus arms. Also, could you put one in my mouth? Because I actually can't reach my own mouth.
Yeah.
These are basically vestigial. They're useless.
Check this out.
So to your question, are dinosaurs racist? The answer is yes.
Yep. That is science, not us.
Folks. I'm not asked if we've heard anything about Sons of Anarchy on FX. I'm going to have to say no.
No.
I heard it. No idea.
Three no's means pass.
I have a friend in Chicago. She said, it's not bad. And that's all I've ever heard about.
Okay. Eli's friend in Chicago gives it a not bad.
So decipher that.
Musetta Marie... says, I've been listening to old podcasts, and I'm curious, is the Undefeatable VHS still making the rounds?
God
the
only knows.
The last person who had Undefeatable was Dish Liquid in Northampton, Mass., And I was actually up there, and I actually met him and completely forgot to ask about it because there was so much shit going on.
Oh, he still listens then.
I would imagine he still has it.
All right. Well, you folks can go
hunt him down.
Or did
he send it to Bill and then Bill lost it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But
one of those two guys has lost it.
That's why I sent it, because you were like, you're not going to get this back, you know? And I was like, yeah, it's a videotape.
You're never going to get it back.
Why would I want this back?
It's over. It's over. The show's fucked. We're all fucked.
It did have a copy of my Robo Vampire in it, though.
Flanked says, oh, we lost Robo Vampire? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I know how to get another hold. Oh, I know how to get a hold of that.
Flanked says, I punished myself yesterday and saw X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Jackass.
Yeah, that's funny. There's already a forum topic on the subject. Go to forum.hijinkthesuit.com and you will be able to join in on that forum topic. My question, what makes a good superhero movie? Dark Knight and Iron Man were both hailed by geeks.
No, it's actually pretty simple.
What lessons can Hollywood learn from those movies?
Do not title your movie X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh.
That's a good start.
Have to do?
Yeah.
Or have it feature Daredevil.
Right.
Or any Daredevil offshoot.
Right.
Or star Nicolas Cage.
Basically, never film a mute movie without Bryan Singer.
Okay.
That's
rule of thumb.
That's the line in the sand. I'm
what drawing. They should take away from that is that there's only three people that are allowed to fuck with any of that shit.
Christopher Nolan.
If you're not using them, then
Favreau.
Don't make a movie.
Sam Raimi almost until he went crazy.
He's kind of
such promise, but he fucking blew it.
He's kind of out of the circle of trust.
He claims that the studio demanded multiple villains so that they could have more marketing, more things to tie into.
Yeah, I'm not. That's probably true.
I'm sure it is,
but the execution was so.
But
horrendous.
He forgot the first rule of Spider-Man. With great power becomes great responsibility.
Right.
With great movie making power comes.
And he.
Dark Knight did it. They had two villains or two at least characters outside of Batman,
but they were balanced. There was a real villain, and then there was a side villain in both.
That
of
was Raimi's job then.
No, I'm saying that's
figured
why they,
out.
That's why they did it right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But
see, this is what's wrong with Hollywood. They saw Dark Knight and went, "Holy shit, that was great. Let's do that again." That's the formula for that movie. That's not the formula for instant superhero success.
Right. No, I know. But I'm saying...
Each one requires a different approach. Also, Hollywood doesn't seem to understand that not every superhero needs to be adapted to a movie or would even work well in a movie. In the next 3 years, there are at least 20 to 25 superhero movies coming out from DC and Marvel. Like, up through 2011, 2012.
Yeah. One of those is going to be awesome. One of those is going to be okay. And the rest are going to be... Just
so which one's going to be awesome?
I don't
Iron Man
know.
2?
Yes. Yeah.
I bet Thor's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I bet Green Lantern is terrible.
Nobody cares.
I bet Justice League got canned.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure any DC property that's not Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman.
There's talk that Wonder Woman is possibly back on. Maybe even with Whedon's treatment.
That might maybe make my dick hard. I don't know. I'll have to find out.
A good superhero movie is true to the character, but only when the character was being true to themselves. Because every great once in a while, these characters go nuts for 10 years. The writing gets shitty. The story goes crazy. So it depends on where you borrow your inspiration from. Pick the best guy that ever did a graphic novel for that hero and then just copy his shit.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Like, they should have made The Dark Knight the old Batman that had retired, was about to retire. What was that one called that Frank Miller did?
Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns. Yeah, that would have been a fantastic movie. Yeah. I heard there was a rumor that when they thought about making that movie, they wanted Clint Eastwood to play Batman.
Holy
and I was like,
fuck yes!
Fuck me, make that movie.
Oh, I would see it twice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
In a row.
As long as he's like still racist, like that last movie
he
made.
I never saw that. Still get to see the racist.
Oh, moving on. Almost done. After the Wolverine movie, my friend and I got into a debate. This is from Mutant Enemy... If adamantium bullets would work in a regular gun, or would you need an adamantium gun? I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Because the bullet part that fires is just behind in front of the propellant.
Right. the propellant goes, gas expands, and it ejects whatever's in front of it. Yeah.
A lot of technical problems there.
No.
But go ahead.
It would fire. You could fire an adamantium bullet out of a regular gun.
I don't even think it would be any more effective than a regular
Is adamantium any heavier?
No, it's incredibly light.
Right.
It only adds, like, I think 50 to 90 pounds to Wolverine's weight.
And
Jesus
can't rust.
Christ.
So. Okay. And it can only be...
Oh, actually, they would make terrible hollow tips because they would never rupture.
That's true.
And you wouldn't get all the
No, you
fucking...
just fire lead balls of them like a fucking musket.
Wait, what is the
right,
question
Right, but that's still... A single hollow tip bullet will do more damage than a musket shot.
No, I'm saying that's the only way you could have an adamantium bullet.
Oh, right.
I don't think it would do any damage to the gun. It's just an indestructible metal. I mean, the bullet is not destructed until it hits its target, so the gun's fine.
Well, yeah, the thing is, though, the bullet would not, you know, it probably wouldn't collapse.
Do you remember around mid-90s?
You would be able to refire those bullets.
That's
holy
true.
Shit.
You need a trebuchet. Okay.
To, like, an adamantium with boulder?
With rockets. Well, no, because it's just holding it.
Okay. Duh.
But then you need rockets to get that fucker, like, some movement.
Of course you would.
Right. Well, that flings the trebuchet over, but then you need a special timing system that actually fires the gun when the trebuchet is at its apex.
Right. It needs to work in
trebuchet apex is what that's called.
It needs to be able to be, like, yes. in a holster.
Okay.
But it can trebuchet immediately out of the holster, so it's like your quick draw, but it's the surprise, because, like, you were standing... right. Then you get fucking murdered.
So,
and then your enemy gets killed by a gun hitting him in the face.
Do you remember? What, the trebuchet launches the gun. Sure, I mean, it's going to kill you. Do you remember around mid-90s, and they redid this depending on who the artist was, when Wolverine's claws became cylindrical, and I started to wonder how they cut through things.
Oh, yeah. Whenever they... Yeah, depending on who's drawing. Sometimes your cylinder, they're like...
Yeah, and sometimes they had conical fine razor edges with a different colored, you know, sharpened
like
tip.
Shing.
Yeah.
Schnicked.
Yeah.
It's the best made-up sound word ever.
Yeah, no,
onomatopoeia. Great. Yeah, it's good.
Do you remember in Wolverine 1 and in X-Men 1 when they show close-ups of his claws, they're very clearly screwed onto their frames? Remember that?
No.
It might have only been visible from the stills that came out, but it looked as though they were trying to give them an industrial design quality of, like, as if they were pieced together. And there are fragments and segments of the claw that
are actually
do this, and they're screwed together.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
And it's like, what? That would never work.
I like that you're thinking about this. You remember in X-Men 1 when the movie was good?
Mm-hmm. Yep. What happened after that?
X-Men 2 when the movie was better.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
And then Fail Both.
You know, they should have just made... Never mind, let's go. Cardboard Baby says, two general questions. We've heard the horror stories of Josh as Gatos, the job interview story, for instance.
Oh, God.
However, we've never heard the story of the origin of Gatos. This is funny to me. Did Josh lose a bet, or was it a poor choice?
Genius choice.
What's funny
just
is
so we're clear,
we never thought this was wrong. We never thought this was a bad idea.
No. This was 100% intentional.
Yeah.
This was...
They're just taking it the wrong way.
Probably the most awesome I've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
And I agree.
It was almost a full year of planning.
Because they didn't see you with, like, the scythes... With the hatchets.
I didn't get pictures of me with the actual machetes out, which is unfortunate.
That's stupid.
But those are real machetes on my back.
No, the only thing unfortunate about this is how quickly it spread and got out of context. Yeah. But within context, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's like when they started putting bacon on burgers, and you're like, why haven't we been doing this for years?
I mean, a dollar more, sure.
Yes.
A dollar more for 5 cents worth of bacon?
Here's $2.
Yes.
And I'll take a 4-piece for $4.99, or 8-piece.
They said they had a 4-piece and they ain't even got the 4-piece. And last week, they didn't even do the special.
That was just racist.
Yep.
Just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
Just racism. Not science.
No.
We need to start clarifying if everything is either science or racism.
We took a poll, and it said that was clearly
Wait, racist. Wasn't truth one of the other... You had 3 options earlier. Can we rewind the
we'll
tape?
We'll listen to it later.
Send it to my screen.
Final question is also from Cardboard Baby. To Josh and Eli, is there any video game you regret working on, or one that's just so bad that you treat it as a kidnapped girl?
Eli, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Nightfire?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
You know, but to counter that question, the one thing that... It's like actors... I was listening in a Q&A when actors say, like... Because the question's always... Do you hate being typecast? And they're like, I like being cast.
I like having jobs.
Yeah, they're like, it's better to be typecast than to not be cast at all. So I loved working on every video game that I ever worked on. Granted, that was like at the bottom of the barrel. But I still enjoy doing it. The one thing that to counter that question was the one game that I had the most fun, almost the most fun working on that never saw the light of day.
Counter-Strike?
Was Counter-Strike Condition Zero.
Yeah.
That was a fucking blast.
That we had fun playing our own game.
I'm just going to pour this 40L on your carpet.
That's a 32.
For when making games was...
I'm going to snot 8 more ounces into it.
Truly awesome. And granted, that game came out, but not our version of the game.
You've poured out at least 8 ounces of eye juice so far.
Yeah.
So.
It all adds up.
You're going to dehydrate pretty soon.
It's like that one episode of Angel with a little dehydration slugs. I'm going to turn into powder here in a second. Yeah. Remember that show?
Not
that
powder.
Was awesome.
Not powder. The extremely white albino kid that control electricity in that movie.
No.
Not him.
Wow.
I need to recant.
Why did you bring that up?
Because Mary Steenburgen was in it, and she was also in Step Brothers.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I need to recant what I said about Angel. I don't hate Angel. I think once he got like doughy and boring, I started to hate him. He wasn't the worst thing about the show, but what they did with his character before he became a badass again was very hard to watch. It just trolled. It just took them so long to come back around and get him to be a badass again. When he was like, honestly, and Connor did it. Connor made him a gigantic pussy.
Connor almost tanked the entire show for me.
Yeah.
I almost walked away.
Wow. I couldn't have done that.
No, it's I. There's a breaking point with every show where, like, if, you know, some shit just kind of happens.
I like that power.
It's you should actually try exercising that and stop watching Smallville.
Can't do it.
It's like I stopped Heroes.
Can't do it.
Yeah, you know how you watched feel like all I of the season.
I wish I knew what was going on.
Yeah,
it's like I'd want to know.
But it turns out you don't really need to.
No.
It doesn't really matter because it's never going
to
be good.
I just keep telling myself it's for my job. It's like I have to watch, like having to watch boring training videos. That's why I have to watch Heroes. Let's end the show, Eli. Go ahead and wrap this bitch up. So this has been Hijinks and Sue Podcast, episode 53. What are we calling this one again?
Peace out, Negroes.
They call him One Eye.
Yeah.
An ode to the eye that will soon rot out and dust in Josh's skull.
Yeah.
It's going to look like a vampire. It's going to be...
I fucking wish.
And just float. It's going to be like Blade 2. The cinders are going to float into the air.
Right.
As we're cradling your body.
Right. I cannot wait for this moment to happen. There's no way it could feel worse. Oh, God.
What does it feel like? Does it feel like sandpaper? Or like...
A little bit. The eye is warm. Just because there's more blood going to it constantly. It's a little swollen. It's leaking. Generally unpleasant.
You know, I've got those big band-aids. We could make you an eye patch.
Yeah, fucking rock the salt eye.
So anywho, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching live in the chat room at Ustream.tv. Check out Hijinks and Sue store. Store.hijinksandsue.com and the vault at vault.hijinksandsue.com.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
He's talking about hookers.